Absolutely, it's just honestly been absolutely fascinating meeting you, Kai, and Nova and Hexix. We managed to get the dogs away from the door long enough for John Holmes to come in. I was a bit worried because John is quite little, and I did worry that he might be mistaken for a dog toy.
Well, outside, that did happen.
That was an issue.
But I'm not going to talk about it. Are they on the floor because they're not allowed on the furniture?
They're not allowed on the furniture. They're very well brought up, but they're on the floor mainly because they've got toys to play with.
Good.
I'm going to make you do the show on the floor from now on. Hang the sausages around his ears. That's not John Holmes. That is. Is that Nova or Hexix?
Wrong with Hexagons.
Okay.
You do that to normal dog? It's okay to hang a sausage around a dog's ear, right? We've all done it.
You can do.
Yeah, see?
Well, eat it.
But not as a hobby. By accident.
Who doesn't walk down the street hanging sausages around dog's ears? Come on. We've all done it, Julia.
Here's another question. I'm sure John's got questions, but the question I was thinking.
I've got questions.
You know when you see those eyes, you know, it's like, you know, guide dogs only. Are you allowed to take them into shops?
Yes.
You are.
What kind of shops?
You get funny looks in my local Waitrose.
I've done in Tesco's.
Tesco's. Oh, yeah, but that'd be the norm in Tesco's. Lidl, it's virtually the rule.
We have been to Tesco's before and bought barbecue equipment for a barbecue. We've been to Sainsbury's, I've done Marks and Spencer's. We've done it everywhere in Soho.
Oh, can you imagine the reaction of Marks and Spencer's? John, I can see you. What are your questions? Come on.
Oh, no. Well, I think you've probably asked most of them already. My one question, and you may have asked it, I don't know, but why the shiny latexy rubber?
They like latex.
Do dogs generally like latex, or do these two like latex?
These two like it. Okay. Some of them wear leather, some wear lycra, some wear
neoprene. There's a choice.
Anything you feel comfortable in. Yeah. There is no right or wrong answer what you should wear, but you should have knee pads.
That's crucial. I have to say, my little one loves her little leopard print onesie. I'm a bit worried that maybe this is the start of a fetish.
You never
know.
This may be
her thing.
Young, they say.
Well, she's your offspring. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, that is true. That is absolutely true. So, what are you doing for the rest of the day then, Kai, with your dogs?
Walk in the park, is it?
Well, I could do. There's a couple of parks nearby.
Yeah. Well, actually, yes. There are some.
Are they allowed to poo in the street?
No.
Right. If they do, do you have to pick it up in a bag?
If they do, I will probably have to murder them.
RSPCA time.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
No, they will go. They use.
I mean, how far do the dog rules go? You know, where do you stop? Where do you draw the line?
About there.
Okay, fine. Right. Humping legs, that's fine.
Yeah, as long as the other person doesn't mind.
Okay, fine.
Okay, that works for me.
So we've heard.
Hey, I'm an old married lady. You have to get your kicks where you can. Kai, it's been an absolute pleasure meeting you. I have to say, I was fairly sort of, I think trepidatious is the word in terms of all this going on. But absolutely lovely to meet
you. It's been the most popular thing that's ever happened in that office, I can tell you now. There was queues of people just to stroke dogs in there. Just everyone in there. All those people from TalkSport, those cynical people you get. Yeah. No.
They've all come back from Euro 2016. They've all come back from France.
The dogs were the great leveller of the TalkSport office.
They really were. Well, thank you very much to Nova and Hexix. Do you want to give us a shake of the chain so we know you're still here?
Louder.
Yep, that works too. Yeah, that works too.
Is this actually happening?
This is actually happening.
This,
do you know when I said we couldn't talk about the EU referendum today? This is what happens. Yes, for legal reasons. Yes, John, I hesitate to ask, what's coming up on your show?
Well, I can't compete with this. I may get a couple of work experience people to dress as cats just to balance it out. You know.
Oh, they got excited by that.
It does cheer them up. lipstick. The usual things are coming up. There's a thought for the day for Satanists. The High Priest Vexen the Crowley will be here from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. Paul Rossmaster, you know, the quiz where we test people's knowledge.
Who's doing it today? I'm so competitive after winning my some points.
Ian Lee's producer, Kath, is doing it today, and she is
I could take her in.
Well, she's got to get some points and get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else, as you know. So she's doing that. There will be work experience punditry and the news in haikus. All the usual nonsense.
You say usual nonsense. Yeah. I've got a man giving a cuddly toy to a man dressed in latex in the studio.
Yes.
This is Talk Radio. I'm going to be back.
Or Eurotrash.
Trash, it could be either. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We will have all the EU referendum results. We'll know certainly by early hours of the early morning, breakfast time, what the result is. The key thing is EU referendum day. Do remember to go out and vote. Whichever way you're going to vote, it's a democratic right and you should use it. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club Card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. BlackCircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit, and save.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Dogs. 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And look, Toby's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, weather forces EU ref stations closure, US politicians stage gun control sit-in, and IKEA recall child safety gate.
Talk Radio.
EU referendum polling stations have been forced to close and many others are flooded after thunderstorms hit the capital overnight. Two stations in Kingston-upon-Thames in southwest London have had to be moved after being inundated with water. London Fire Brigade said it had taken more than 550 weather-related emergency calls and attended over 400 incidents caused by heavy rain and thunderstorms. Paul Michael Waite, a forecaster from NetWeather, spoke to Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah, last night we had over a month's worth of rain in parts of London. You know, the average is about 50 millimetres and there was a good 75 millimetres in places, so I'm not surprised it flooded.
Democrats have staged a 14-hour sit-in at the US House of Representatives demanding action on gun control. It follows the Orlando nightclub shooting in which 49 people died. The Democrats claim a majority of the public is on their side, but some Republicans are accusing them of pulling a publicity stunt. Police are asking for any videos or pictures England fans might have of the violence in Marseille during the opening weekend of the Euros. They've also released pictures of 20 men they want to identify. 14 England supporters had to be taken to hospital, and two are still in a serious condition. Assistant Chief Constable Mark Roberts, the national lead for football policing, says home fans aren't completely innocent, though.
We want to bring those people who've assaulted British citizens to justice, and if we recognise that some of our own supporters behave really badly, we want to identify them and seek banning orders, and in particular we want to do it quickly so that they can't return to France and cause any further problems.
The man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox is expected to go on trial in November. Thomas Mair from Birstall has appeared via video link at the Old Bailey to confirm his name. A tribute is being held at Glastonbury for Mrs. Cox this afternoon. Talk Radio has been told 4,000 criminals serving indeterminate sentences need more help, as new figures reveal self-harm is far higher among them than those who have a release date. The punishments, known as imprisonment for public protections, were scrapped in 2012 as they were deemed unfair. Self-harm among inmates serving IPPs has risen by almost 50% in 4 years, with 2,500 acts of it last year. Rob Priest from the Howard League for Penal Reform spoke to Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer earlier.
It's very unfair. You have prisoners being treated differently from others. You've got some prisoners who know when they're going to be released and can work towards that, and the prison can provide that support to ensure that they're safe when that date comes. And then you've got another set of prisoners who are still waiting to find out. And we're hearing people who were sentenced to IPPs with a recommendation that they spend 12 months in prison, and they're spending nearly 12 years.
And IKEA is recalling a line of safety gates following reports of children falling downstairs after they opened unexpectedly. The Swedish chain is urging anyone with a patrol gate to stop using it immediately and return it for a refund. An investigation has shown the locking mechanism isn't reliable and poses a risk to small children.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I mean, you think they'd have checked that before.
You would.
You know. I mean, why haven't they lent IKEA managers against it just to test it out?
You'd think that they need to go with someone the weight of an IKEA manager.
Yes, because, you know, that's possibly more than a toddler. So I'm just thinking.
And maybe not even at the top of stairs. Just see if they go through it.
Fill them full of meatballs that you get in the cafe, IKEA, and then just...
Horse balls, I think they were for a while, weren't they?
If you want to call them that, that's fine. And then push them against the gate and see if they go through it.
Yeah.
That's the way to...
Did they need the meatballs or not?
They should have... Yes.
You think that ensures a security weight, as it were?
Yes.
Fair enough.
There you go. I'm just saying.
Have we had the weather stab? No, I can't even remember.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I think we have, yes. Yeah. Let's go to the weather then. Thundery showers will return to the southeast this afternoon. Dry and cloudy elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Some showers affecting western Scotland and Northern Ireland with highs of 23 Celsius.
Thank you, Victoria. You've really changed. Really.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge.
It's Kate.
England striker Jamie Vardy's turned down a move to Arsenal to stay at Leicester. The 29-year-old has signed a new four-year contract with the Premier League champions. Arsenal had reportedly triggered his release clause. And the England squad are now looking ahead to Monday's last 16 match in Nice, where they'll take on Iceland, who beat Austria 2-1 with a last-minute winner. Northern Ireland will face Wales in Paris on Saturday. The Republic of Ireland also set up a last 16 tie with France in Lyon next Sunday, thanks to a 1-0 win over Italy, who will next play Spain. Elsewhere, captain Zlatan Ibrahimovic has retired from Sweden duty after his side lost 1-0 to Belgium. And Rangers have signed Croatian midfielder Niko Kranjčar on a two-year deal. And England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones says Taimana Harrison is a street fighter, a quality they'll need against Australia on Sunday, as England aim to complete a 3-0 series whitewash in Sydney. The flanker is the only change to the side, with Jack Clifford also a replacement, coming in for injured James Haskell. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Great news, thanks. Should we do some sort of programme? Yes, go on.
Talk Radio.
BT Mobile gets you online with 4G and Wi-Fi in more places than any other mobile provider. I've tried it. It's good. In fact, it's as good as my dramatic delivery. I watched a dog grooming video in a library. I updated my status on a bus. I streamed a Geordie classic in the park. Watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, psych. I did get online in more places. BT Mobile 4G and Wi-Fi is as good as Alec Baldwin's dramatic delivery.
To verify, visit bt.com/moreplaces. 4G speeds vary on location, coverage and demand.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, I am John Holmes. And today on the show, the programme, the showgram, and a man has won a competition to throw a paper plane as far as he possibly could. Some children in a school have dressed up as astronauts. We can do that. Sure. Welcome to today's lacklustre performance, ending in a result of sorts, although not the one that anyone really wanted. I got a third of the way through the first episode.
Okay.
And I will be honest, I fell asleep. Why not get a poll of your own? What's he painting the shed in? The blood of a cat.
And everything else made a lot of sense to me.
I have no time for needs at all.
He's probably a serial killer.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant one.
So hello then, and good Thursday to you, and welcome. It is the big day, of course, the one where we decide, the big decision, chops from the canteen or fish. They're doing both today. We simply can't decide. The tricky issue aside, it's polling day, of course. We are not allowed to talk by law about anything to do with the referendum today on actual polling day, other than to tell you that it is polling day. That is legally all we're allowed to do. Now, that is not us saying that. That's not even Ofcom. It is a rule enshrined in law. So from when the polls opened this morning, at around 7am to when they close tonight. Sovereign UK law dictates that opinions be subject to such formalities, conditions, restrictions or penalties as are prescribed by law and are necessary in a democratic society. That article's number 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights. And while that's all very well, as Julia Hartley Brewer discovered to her peril, it makes it a bit tricky on a talk radio station that ordinarily concerns itself with the news, which is why she had some people dressed as dogs in, playing on the floor with latex sausages. Never bring your work, your home life to work, is the message there. Anyway, I thought what we'd do, as we're not really allowed to talk about the referendum at all, but what I thought we'd do instead was set Section 6 of Ofcom's rules on elections and referendums, covering special impartiality requirements and other legislation that must be applied at the time of elections and referendums, to a sick beat. So, Chloe, through the glass, Chloe, lay me down a sick beat.
Oh, yeah. This is sick. Yeah. Here we go. Relevant legislation includes, in particular, Section 319, brackets 2, brackets C, and 320 of Communications Act 2003. Article 10 of European Convention. Broadcasters also have to regard relevant sections of Representation of the People Act 1983. Yeah. To ensure that the special impartiality requirements in the Communications Act 2003 and other legislation relating to broadcasting are applied at the time of referendum.
Don't know what that was. That
I'm your hype man.
Okay, fine. You my what?
Your hype man.
What is that?
I'm getting the crowd hyped up for you.
Fine, good. Keep doing it. For the purpose of this section, elections include a parliamentary general election, parliamentary by-election, local government election, mayoral election, police and crime commissioner selection.
Listen to the man.
Here we go. Due weight must be given to the coverage of larger parties during the election. Broadcasters must consider giving appropriate coverage to other parties and independent candidates with significant views and perspective. I think we've got the gist of that. That's absolutely fine. So that's Ofcom's elections and referendums rules. Part of it anyway. Section 6, covering the special impartiality requirements and other legislation that must be applied at the time of referendums.
I'm disappointed you gave up so early. There's 10 minutes and 40 seconds of that beat sat in front of me. You managed less than 2 minutes.
I'm going to continue it throughout the programme.
Okay, fair enough.
It's what the people... Now they're hyped up by Aidan. Mm. It's what the people
Did you
want.
Like my additional drum beat? I'm not totally sure you noticed.
I didn't notice. That's how well it blended in.
It was beautiful.
So still to come on today's show, headline hijack where the news go. At 2pm, a made-up lie masquerading as truth in the mouth of Tobi. See, I'm still doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Right, let's do it normal. Headline hijack on the way this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, by the way. I am John Holmes, and there is the matter of headline hijack. Get a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. That's why we call it headline hijack. We'd like you to fib, to fabricate, and fake that story. Get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Correct. Or use the media of social media. You can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any message.
And then your chance to come on to the radio to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then why not tell us about it as we play friend, colleague or confidant, or all three. Or in the case of Al, who called in yesterday, psychiatrist. As we lead you into the Talk Radio in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair, we're available to chat about whatever you like. Get on the radio with us. You can email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back. Work experience punditry also heralding the return of Rue today, who insists on being called that despite him being called Andrew in real life. He's talking us through this week's gadgety, geeky stuff. There's the news in haikus. The diversity paper review today, it's a black one. Big debate at 3. We kick another ailing Kickstarter project up its arse today. That's a man who sells beards. It's Thursday, so the High Priest Vexen the Crowley will be along from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be bringing his thought for the day for Satanists.
My parents' cat is called Mephistopheles.
Good interjection from Toby there. No one's favourite radio quiz returns. It tests one's knowledge of no one's favourite radio presenter, Paul Ross. That's Paul Ross, master. Today, Ian Lee's producer, Kath, has a cracker to go on it. Ginger Dave isn't producing. He's become wedged in a student again. It's like a film, 127 Hours. You know when a man got his arm caught in a rock? It's like that, but with a student. Dave's got to saw his own arm off.
Right.
Ass Broadcast is her usual shiny, happy self through the glass.
Yeah.
She brings good cheer wherever she goes. Chloe is all buttons. Hello, yay, Chloe. Yeah. Yay. Makes a change from all buttocks, like those shorts you were wearing last week. Toby. No, I'm not. Toby has got the news.
I have.
His parents have got a cat called Mephistopheles.
They have.
Paid intern Cornelius is at Glastonbury. His understudy work experience, Aidan, is here.
Hello.
Slightly too over-enthusiastic. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Thursday from Talk Radio. Release the hounds. Addiction. That's called being caught stealing, and you're hearing it on Talk Radio. So, I expect you're wondering why exactly I'm playing Jane's Addiction's Being Caught Stealing on the radio. Aidan,
why are you playing Jane's Addiction's Being Caught Stealing on the
radio? The reason, Aidan, is one-fold.
Okay.
And it's this. It's because of theft.
Right.
Right. So this is the big story everyone's talking about.
But that's quite a blatant link. I didn't think it was going to be as blatant.
Sometimes it can be that simple.
Okay.
Also, it had the noise of dogs at the start.
Right.
And, of course, Julia Hartley Brewer, earlier, was genuinely petting sexual fetishist latex dog men here in the studio.
Mm.
Anyway, thieves.
Right.
I say to you, thieves. Thieves have taken thousands of pounds worth of equipment from the offices of the Borders Book Festival. That's the big story everyone's talking about this afternoon. Of course, this is laptops, so on and so forth. Suspicious behaviour.
Right.
Just taken this. And it's the big story because no one could talk about the referendum today. So
right.
That's today's big story that's leading and dominating the news agenda. And the reason I mention it is because we are in festival season.
We are indeed.
And festival theft is now a major problem. Listen to this as a statistic. There has been a 22% rise in festivals being stolen in England and Wales.
Right?
Whole festivals that were there 1 minute, next minute, empty field, right? And it's a huge... You remember when the scrap metal theft was an issue?
Yeah.
To do with people would rob them from railway sidings and so on and so forth, and scrap metal. This is... Festivals now worth so much on the black market.
Yeah.
You can't put a festival up. Your security's got to be good, and if it's not, it will go. And this is a, it's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem. 22% rise, as I say, festivals being stolen. The popular festivals are the ones they always go for. Glastonbury, of course, Tea in the Park, Cheltenham Literature, Isle of Wight. Isle of Wight Festival, you remember last year, thieves towed the whole island away.
Right.
Just to get to the festival.
These are very resourceful thieves, aren't they?
Well, they are. You have to be, and they are. So we're going to be talking about festival theft. We're going to need a guest to do that with. Asprodcast, beaming her little ray of sunshine there through the glass.
What do you want now?
We need a guest to talk about the theft of festivals, Cass. So I'm, you know, like a crime expert or something like that, or police.
A crime expert on festival theft.
Yes. If you like, just someone who knows about the crimes that there are. Crime.
Festival crimes or just crimes in general?
Crimey.
You should have played that.
Crimean War. What? Could you get a guess, please?
Yeah.
Great. Right, we'll be back to talk festival theft next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
As problems on the M40 southbound is blocked just before Junction 6 at Watlington, a lorry has overturned and all traffic is stopped. Further along Junction 2 to 1A, Beaconsfield to the M25 interchange, there's two lanes shut for emergency repairs on the M40. And as you head north on the M40, there's long delays and two lanes shut because of that overturned lorry. The M5 going south, a lane out in the roadworks around Droitwich, Junction 5 to 6 because of an accident. I'm Liz Saul.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check. Bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, for Thursday afternoon, hello, you're welcome to it. I'm John Holmes, this is Talk Radio, and naturally, you'd expect it to be home of reaction, and it is. If you've got a reaction, then do feel free to send it in thick and also fast to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
Yeah, start with any word you like. Reactions coming in.
Yeah, reactions.
Yes, what's coming in, Nathan?
This is from Ricky from Southwold. What? 5p for a plastic bag? Why am I still angry about this? We've also got Jimmy asking, what becomes of the brokenhearted?
Right, okay. If anyone's got an answer, actually, to that. Yeah. That is a good question. If you know what becomes of the brokenhearted, help Jimmy. Where was Jimmy?
He didn't actually say it. He just said his name is Jimmy.
Fine. Help Jimmy out. Jimmy of no fixed abode. He wants to know what's become of the brokenhearted. If you've got an answer to that, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
And tell us what's become of the brokenhearted. Right, the big story.
then.
Big story we're talking about this afternoon is festival theft. Now, let me give you that statistic again. 22% rise in festivals being stolen. This is in England and Wales in the last year. We are mid-festival season. Glastonbury, of course, this weekend. Paddington Cornelius is there, which is why Aidan's here.
Hello.
Victoria, our newsreader, is there.
With him
in a tent. But it's a growing problem, and it's timely that we touch upon it. A growing problem. Now last year, you remember this was headlines, thieves broke into the towns of Reading and Leeds and stole the Reading and Leeds festival when no one was looking. And of course, it was later found dumped in a field. I mean, it went ahead in the end, but in that field where it was dumped. And it's a big problem, festival theft. Let's talk to a crime expert who's on the telephone now in order to fill time. Mitchell Heisberg is his name. He's an expert in crime. Good afternoon, Mitchell.
Hi there, John. Hi.
Yeah, hi. So, what makes you a crime expert?
Well, I studied crimology at university.
Yeah.
I did a PhD in festival theft.
Oh, good. Good news. Right, well, this is a problem, isn't it?
It's a growing problem.
22% rise in these festivals that are being stolen. We know that these thieves target popular festivals, as we've already talked about. Tea in the Park, of course, Cheltenham Literature. The Isle of Wight was the whole island. They tried to tow that out further into the sea. Download Festival is the most illegally pirated, ironically, the most illegally pirated festival now. What are we to make of this?
Well, there's not much we can really make of it. In the new era, people are just stealing festivals. They couldn't get enough with albums, so they started stealing festivals. You had no idea how long it took to tow the island back to where it was originally.
Well, I understand they can't actually get it into the same place that it was, and it's slightly off the map now in terms of...
It will never be in the same place as it was, and it's probably going to be following the same fashion as Download, as more and more festivals are now being pirated.
Yes. I mean, look, let's talk about the reasons that people are doing this. I mean, we know it's illicit breeding. I mean, obviously, there are more and more festivals each year. We know they grow exponentially, and they're worth a lot of money. So there's that, isn't there? Taken for illicit breeding. Some of them then come back onto the market as other festivals. Others are, as you know, trained for illegal festival fighting. You know, that's a crime in itself, isn't it?
That's very new. Crime fighting, well, festival fighting is one of the biggest proponents of my studies. I find that most festivals fight for no reason other than for land space.
Yes, and we're running out because of the amount of festivals that there are more. I've got the statistic here. There are more of Britain is covered in festivals this summer than isn't.
Yeah, you wait till autumn. It's going to be covered in festival rubbish.
Yes.
In autumn. It's going to be terrible. Well, it's going to grow by 50%.
A lot of festivals are rubbish. That folk.
You haven't been to many festivals, John.
Folk.
That doesn't sound like you've been to many festivals.
I've been to a lot of festivals and they're rubbish.
You sound like the kind of person that would advocate for festival theft.
No, I would. Well, I've got to remain impartial, and I'm not. I mean, some festivals, yes, I'd take them away and I'd kill them, but it's not for me to say. Listen, we've talked about festival fighting. I mean, I've witnessed this myself. Back rooms of English pubs, right? I was in the back room of a pub. I saw Brighton's Great Escape Festival tear tents and fair trade falafel stalls off the festival in front of a baying crowd.
It was
barbaric. If you've ever seen a fight involving two festivals where falafel is involved, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean,
I've only ever seen pictures, John. I've only ever seen pictures, and that's enough for me to just think, that's it, this is my life. I have to do something about this and inform people like you and the public of what's going on.
So what should we do? I mean, is the answer to get your festival chipped? If you're the organiser of a festival, should you just get it chipped so if it is stolen, it's easily recognisable later on?
Absolutely. We have all sorts of tracking devices available now for festivals. You can track them on radio, you can track them on the internet with GPS, and we know exactly where they're going these days. The problem is, how do we stop the people that are going to do it from doing it anyway?
Yes. Well, it's market forces, surely. I mean, that illegal... The illegal breeding programs, the idea that festivals are worth so much money once uprooted from their site, And then they just disappear, don't they, onto the black market?
They ship them worldwide. They ship them worldwide. We found various festivals in Croatia, in Asia, and across America. And we're wondering, wait, these are British festivals.
Yeah.
Who masterminded all of these?
It's trafficking. It's nothing better than trafficking, is it?
It's an incredible process. It's a really modern crime. It's unbeatable in terms of it's just meticulous planning.
And what do? Do they bundle, you turn up in the dead of night before the festival begins and bundle it into a van, or do you wait till people are on site and they go as well? I mean, how do the thieves do this?
It can take a few vans.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do them before, sometimes they do them after. We're not sure what the patterns are, but we know that it happens. They bundle them into a couple of vans, wrap them in tarpaulin, and they ship them out by Parcel Force and other distributors and just get them everywhere.
Right. It's a big problem. If you are at a festival this summer, then do keep your eye out, because festival theft, as I say, is on the rise. That was Mitchell Heisberg. He's a crime expert in festival theft.
John.
Thank you very much, Mitchell, for talking to us this afternoon. If you've got an opinion on this, how can we stop festival theft? 22% rise in festivals being stolen. Reading and Leeds broken into by thieves. The towns and their festivals stolen. And, of course, it only went ahead last year when the Reading and Leeds Festival was found dumped in a field. What's your opinion on festival theft, and how can we stop it? Should we chip festivals? Are you a festival organiser? What are you doing to stop people turning up in the dead of night and taking your festival away? And what about illegal festival fighting in the back room of pubs? As I say, I once saw Brighton's Great Escape Festival tearing fair trade falafel stalls off V Festival, and it was bloody. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the original.
We'll be back with your reactions after the news, which Toby has.
Talk Radio.
Thank you. After a month's worth of rainfall fell in London overnight, two EU referendum polling stations have been forced to move because of flooding. The average fall for a month is 50 millimetres, but 75 was dumped on the capital. The fire brigade received over 300 calls in the 90 minutes to 3 a.m. That's the number they'd normally get in a day. Today, two polling stations in Kingston-upon-Thames in southwest London have moved because of it. NetWeather's Paul Michaelwaite told Talk Radio's Julia Hartley-Brewer he thinks this evening won't be any better.
It looks like we've got a bit of a repeat performance coming later on, so the drive home or the journey home may not be any more fun either. This afternoon, there's another set of storms brewing and just running up pretty much a similar way to last night. So they'll probably clear a bit earlier, but that doesn't bode that well for the evening rush hour.
Democrats in the United States hope to finally get a change to the law on guns after staging a 14-hour sit-in at the House of Representatives. They claim the majority of the public's on their side following the country's deadliest gun massacre at an Orlando nightclub. Jack Graham is a US commentator for the CapX website.
There was so much conflict going on between the Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans, as you say, even they switched off the cameras, they switched off some of the lights, they switched off the microphone, and yet the Democrats broke every rule in the book because they were sure that they had to make a stand against the Republican Party and basically so that they can try and force a vote.
Police have appealed for English football fans to hand over any footage they have of violence at Euro 2016. Officers say there are 20 people suspected of involvement in trouble in Marseille who they want to identify. And IKEA is recalling a line of stair gates after reports of children falling after they opened unexpectedly. Anyone with a patrol gate is being urged to stop using it immediately and return it for a full refund. To your weather now, thundery showers.
Of course, the problem, Toby.
Yes.
Right. As well, I mean, if you've seen the film,
right,
you'll know that if a stargate opens, then it leads to another dimension and aliens come through. So if IKEA haven't considered that, have you seen the film?
I can't say I have.
It was years ago. It had Kurt Russell in it, I think.
Right.
And it's a TV series, a sci-fi series now based on this.
Right.
And if you open it and you're not supposed to, or it comes open by accident, it leads to an alien.
Is this
alien,
like modern day Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe?
Have you not? No. There's not a lion or a witch or a wardrobe.
No, but
although IKEA sell wardrobes, I can see why you would have thought.
Yeah, and also in that, you know, if you open the door and go through it, then you end up in a sort of slightly otherworldly situation.
Yeah, well, similar, yeah, but it's created by government scientists that work for IKEA.
Right. I don't think the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe was anything to do with the government.
It's a portal. to another world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look it, Google it.
I shall. After my news shift today.
Stairgate, the series.
I'll have a look.
It's on the sci-fi.
It sounds fascinating. It sounds right up my street.
Right.
Your weather. Thundery showers will return to the southeast this afternoon. Dry and cloudy elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Some showers affecting western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 23 Celsius.
That's Toby. He's got the news. He'll be back with the news at 2 o'clock.
I will.
You will. And also, I believe within your news at 2 o'clock, we can confidently predict there will be a news lie.
Well, I mean, I don't like to admit these things on air, but there will be some sort of untruth in my news at 2 o'clock.
For that is Headline Hijack. It's done for the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme, who may be out for lunch. Mm. They get back to their desk or wherever at 2, switch the radio on, hear the news coming from Toby's ordinarily truthful face. But within it at 2... Within it will be a lie.
I wish everybody believed that.
It's the beard.
It is. It's an honest-looking beard.
When have you got the person that's selling beards coming on? Because I need to learn about that. I think I could do a roaring trade, given that I was clean-shaven at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes. I mean, that is an epic growth.
Mm. 5 o'clock shadow at 9:05, me.
We'll have a man who's trying to sell beards on Kickstarter on around 3:20, I think.
Excellent. I'm going to be listening closely to that. I reckon I could beat him in beard selling.
The game is on. Mm. Right, so, Headline Hijack, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
For those made-up stories, please, which Toby will be imparting in around 25 minutes' time. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then, to you. And you. Right, some of your reactions coming in for the big story. Today, festival theft. We spoke to a crime expert. As you know, 22% increase in festivals being stolen, as we've been talking about. Often for illicit breeding. There are more and more festivals each year. They're worth a lot of money, so they are taken. They are bred. And then some come back onto the market as other festivals. Others, as we said, trained for illegal festival fighting. The advice, get your festival chipped. Do not leave it unattended if you are a festival owner. What's coming in, Aidan?
So we got Jamie from Southend. Festivals are vulnerable. They don't know any better.
Mm. Exactly. Well, that's it. You know, you can't just leave a festival.
No, exactly, yeah.
A festival is for life.
Exactly.
Just for a weekend in the summer.
There we go. And Brian from New Forest, these people should keep their festivals on a leash.
Okay, so if you have any thoughts on festival crime, maybe you're a reformed festival thief. Maybe you've had a festival stolen from under you. Did you get it back? Did you not? Let us know. 87 Travels.
Start with it. So. Start with the word. Any word you like.
Right then. Headline Hijack, as mentioned moments ago, then. A lot come in already, thank you for them. Made up news stories for the news at 2 o'clock. One of them must be in there. It could well be you. And Toby will be telling a lie. Even though technically we've been told we're not allowed to do this, because you're not allowed to editorial mess with the news. Whatevs. So, let's have a look and see what's coming in here. Following yet another failed ballistic missile launch, this is from Neil. by the North Korean military. South Korea and America are reportedly sending a team of advisors to the country to help them with their preparations for war. They will be accommodated by several... was that a company? I don't know. Several leading figures from the world of sport and entertainment, including Gary Barlow, James Corden and Michael McIntyre, all of whom will be invited to stay once the advisors have left.
What an opportunity.
Yeah. Gary Barlow, James Corden and McIntyre, all sent to North Korea. Something I think we can all get behind there. Do you remember North Korea? Do you remember? Do you remember North Korea? Yeah. That was James Corden I was doing that. showbiz news. Showbiz news here from Leah. Tom Hiddleston has announced his split. Oh, there's more to that. Hang on. From Taylor Swift, stating that he enjoyed his brief time in a relationship with the song hit maker, but wanted to concentrate on his acting career and stamp collecting. Taylor Swift, meanwhile, you've probably seen this in the bizarre column of The Sun today. Taylor Swift, last night, pictured enjoying the company of former EastEnders star Dean Gaffney in a bar in Ibiza. So that's the latest showbiz relationship news. Taylor Swift's going out with Dean Gaffney, who was Robbie in EastEnders. Let's hope he gets well hard.
I'm happy for him.
Ensuring that. That's his name of his dog, by the way. I'm happy for him too, Aidan, in many ways.
Yeah.
Gaffney and Swift up a tree. Anyway, what have you got there?
So, David, this is quite topical, actually.
No, Shoreditch. John. John.
David is the fellow who sent
this. Oh, fine.
Shoreditch Council have proposed a new beard tax, which will be determined by length and volume for the town centre and surrounding areas. A spokesperson for the council stated that, through this proposal, they hoped to bring more variety to the current beards on display and perhaps even convince citizens to shave in time.
Pass that one along to Toby then, as it goes. Thank you. Keep them coming in. Headline hijacks. Made up news stories for insertion thereof into the news at 2. And before that, next, we will meet today's lonely luncher as they become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, get in touch with us. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and tell us for why. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Celebrate the footy with Asda this weekend with our top deals on beer and cider, like a 20-pack of Strongbow, Foster's or Stella for just £10. Asda. Save money, live better. Football subject to England, Northern Ireland and Wales staying in the tournament. Who's and ours likely. Max 6 per customer, selected stores. Subject to availability. Offer ends 27th of June. Drink aware.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
As problems on the M40 southbound is blocked just before Junction 6 at Watlington, a lorry has overturned and all traffic is stopped. Further along Junction 2 to 1A, Beaconsfield to the M25 interchange, there's two lanes shut for emergency repairs on the M40. And as you head north on the M40, there's long delays and two lanes shut because of that overturned lorry. The M5 going south, a lane out in the roadworks around Droitwich, Junction 5 to 6 because of an accident. I'm Liz Saul.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes. And, well, the talking is about the news, but it's a difficult day to talk about the news because it's referendum day, of course, and the law says we're not allowed to discuss it at all. So all we're allowed to do is tell you that the polling stations are open. However, it doesn't stop the news from being complicated, of course, which it is, as we know. I know, Aidan, you've been looking through the news today. It is complicated, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's too much going on. Mm. I had to actually sit down because I got so dizzy because I was taking up so much news that I didn't understand. Yeah. I just can't get my head around it.
Well, this is where we can help you because you're on work experience.
Yes.
You are the understudy for Cornelius, who's normally here. Have you learned anything, by the way?
About stuff.
Really.
I've learned that I can't have my eyes like this anymore. It's just too painful.
This is the thing. If you were listening yesterday, you'll know that Cornelius's eyes, ironically, given that his name is Cornelius, which sounds a little bit like corneas, his eyes look in different directions, right? So, it's like an extreme version of Russell Howard's eyes, isn't it? And one of his eyes looks to the left, one looks to the right. So he looks like a combination between Marty Feldman, you remember the actor Marty Feldman, and Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. And we've had to make Aidan look the same, otherwise it's confusing for everyone. So we've had to we've sellotaped one of his eyes back towards his ear, and then actually there's one coming loose here, Aidan. Just hold your eye that way a bit. I'm just going to staple it to you. Hang on. Does that hurt? So what I've done, I've stapled his skin to the edge of his face now, so it's just pulled his eye in that direction. So it looks exactly like Cornelius.
Thanks, John.
Welcome. Anyway, it is quite complicated, the news, and you just can't get those eyes around it, can you?
No.
And that's why on a weekday afternoon we like to explain the news and break it down to its simple component, and we do it through the medium of Japanese poetry, of course, because that's what you get when you very much break news down. Five syllables, the news explained in five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thunderstorms in London overnight could be beginning of the end.
The news in haikus, and in the absence of the boss-eyed Cornelius, that was Asprod Cass doing the haikus today. Now, you'll know, eager-eared listeners will know there that she speaks north. So if you didn't understand that, then there is a transcript available on the Talk Radio website, or if you press the red button on your radio, those haikus are again available again with subtitles. Let's meet a lonely what lunch.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yes, let us together, my friend, walk into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is Lonely Lunch on Talk Radio, where if you are lunching alone, then this is the feature for you. You can be lunching alone for any reason at all. We don't mind what the reason is. We will not judge you. We will simply chat to you and be your friend and colleague and confidant. Or if you were listening yesterday and heard Al, your psychiatrist. Whatever you want us to be, we are here for you. And to make your lunchtime less lonely, fewer lonely than it would be ordinarily. Why are you lunching alone? What are you eating for that lunch? What do you do? What would you like to chat about? Awkward conversation is bread and butter. Especially if you're having bread and butter for your lonely lunch. Let's find out what today's lonely luncher is having for lunch. On the phone is Haneel. Is that right, Haneel?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Did I say that correctly? Haneel?
You did, yeah. That was a very good effort. A lot of people say my name incorrectly, but you got it right first time.
How do other people say your name?
People might say Haneel or Haneel. Anything like that, you know. But you've got it.
I nailed it. Yeah. Okay, well, good. Then I think we're off to a good start in many ways.
Very much.
You know, it's like I was a colleague. I just walked up to you at a conference. I've seen your name badge, and I've just gone for it. And I've got it right.
Yeah, it's a good start.
So what do you do, Haneel?
Well, I until very recently was a student, and now I'm a recently ex-student. So yes. I'm just an unemployed person now.
Right, okay. Well, and you're lunching alone. Clearly, you will have no colleagues yet. You know,
not yet.
I mean, you know, you will be employed at some point. I have no doubt, Haneel. But you have no colleagues yet, so you're lunching alone because you have no friends as well. Or what's the situation we find ourselves in?
Well, at the moment, I'm just sort of moseying around my my girlfriend's house in Surrey, and she's gone to walk the dog, so I'm just abandoned and lonely in the kitchen.
Right.
Left my own devices.
I see. And when you say sort of moseying around, what are you doing? Going through her private stuff? Diaries?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is my chance, isn't it? You know, she's left, and I can finally kind of snoop through the diary, see what she really thinks, before she kind of, you know, runs home and I have to sort of hide everything and act as if I've just been hanging out.
Yeah. What are you... have you gone through her cupboards? What are you having for lunch? Have you stolen lunch? What are you having?
Well, I've just had to do my best, really. I've had to cobble something together. I've got some sunflower and barley bread, which looks like it might be okay.
That's...
I've got sort of... I can kind of scrape the end of the hummus packet, and then I have some cheese and a tomato. So, you know, I'm that looks like it should be okay.
I mean, that's a middle-class lunch right there, isn't it? The first half of that.
Very much so, yeah.
Sunflower and barley bread.
As if white wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Racist. And, you know, the end of the hummus as well. It's, you know...
Very fierce hummus consumers they are. So there's barely any left at all.
Yeah. So, okay, so she's taking the dog out. What kind of dog is it?
Now, I have to be honest, I don't know too much about dogs, so I'm going to say it's a black and white one.
That's good. They're the best. Did you didn't happen to hear any of Julia Hartley Brewer's programme, did you? Before this?
I did not. No.
No, that's the usual answer. But what's interesting, and you'll like this, is that on her programme, to fill time, because she's not allowed to talk about the referendum today, she had two human puppies, right? These were grown men, tattooed in latex gimp dog costumes, on all fours, Haneel, in the studio, barking and playing with toys while she interviewed their handler. That actually happened.
I can vouch for this as well.
Yeah, Aidan saw it.
I saw it, yeah. I saw it, and I can't
see
it.
I tweeted a picture of me with them for reasons that now escape me.
Of all the ways to kind of, you know, kill time in the lack of being able to talk about the referendum, that isn't the kind of thing I would expect you would pick first, you know?
No. I don't know what happened, whether or not she just brought them from home. I don't know what Julia... I don't know where she... Anyway, at John Holmes 1, if you'd like to see a picture of me with the sex dogs. Let's not put too fine a point on it, that's what they are. Gimp sex dogs. With masks. They had masks, they had proper gimp masks. And dogs' tails.
That's very impressive.
Dogs' tails as well. Dogs' tails. Gimp masks and dogs' tails.
That sounds like the real deal.
Yeah. So, okay, right, Lonely Lunch Club. You are now a member of it because you've joined us, of course. What would you like to idly chat about, Haneel?
What would I ideally chat about?
Or idly chat about?
Idly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've told you what I'm having for my lunch. I feel like I should know what you're having for yours.
That's fair. You showed you me yours. I'll show you mine. That's good. Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I tend to have an early lunch when doing this program because annoyingly it's at lunchtime. You see, it starts at one.
Yeah, that's tricky.
So I often have a soup before we come on air, a delicious soup of some kind. And today was no different. It was a broccoli and chicken soup from a well-known high street retailer.
Did you have any bread with it?
No, I didn't have any bread with it. No, I didn't. I would go down the sort of health route of that. I just thought, no, the soup is enough for me. Yeah,
that's quite a light lunch.
Yes, I don't want a heavy. I don't want a heavy lunch. I don't want it to be weighing heavy on me while I broadcast this gold to the nation. Do I? I don't want. You know.
No, that could really hold you back. Now, you see, I can hear in the background now sort of very distinctive laughter of Aidan.
Yes.
Who is actually a radio colleague of mine.
What?
Have you
done this just so you two can have a chat or something?
No.
Hang on a minute.
I've kept well back. That's why I've
kept
well back.
Wait a moment, right? Now, if you two want to talk to each other, right, use WhatsApp like everyone else does. Don't start wasting airtime. Trying to have a couple of conversations. Phoning in. Hang on. Oh, I forgot to lay in that thing. I know what I'll do. I'll ring that show he's on.
Well, it's this fearsome jealousy that I have kind of within me, you see. You know, I'm used to being the one who gets to be on air with Aidan, and I'm not very comfortable with this. So, you know, I'm trying to just get back in there. And Aidan, I thought you were the only one for me.
It's not the case anymore, Neil.
I like where you kept very quiet, like, you know, I'm recognising that voice. It's a bit weird. And then just kept quiet about it. So your mate's rung up. That's marvellous. Just have a conversation with you and berate you for being on the radio. It's all right, Hanil, he's not very good, so you can have him back. Frankly, he's...
terrible.
So harsh. We should get Hanil in as a sort of a work experience off. Anyway, Hanil, thank you for calling in, irrespective of your subterfuge of reasons. That's Hanil is eating the most middle-class lunch I think I've ever heard about. That was Lonely Lunch Club. If you're a friend of Aidan's, why not phone in to have an idle conversation with him? Maybe your parents want to call in Aidan's, or just to have a little chat. Just, oh, we haven't spoken to Aidan for ages. He's on the radio now. We'll call in, ask, you know, see what he's up to. How's it going, Aidan? Shut up, it's the radio. Kids today. We're not the social media, Aidan.
I'm so sorry.
Right. Fine, it's fine. Lonely Lunch Club, would you like to get involved and join the Lonely Lunch Club? If you're eating alone, then we do want to hear from you. And you can do it via this email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, headline hijack on the way very shortly. We'll find today's winner in a minute. Remember, what you're doing is sending in a made-up news story for insertion into the 2 o'clock news. But we also today need to launch the texter, which is facts about Glastonbury. Now, Glastonbury, of course, this weekend. Okay, but people are not... The newspapers are full of this kind of stuff. Ooh, festival facts, right? So we thought we'd just jump on that particular bandwagon. So we want from you this afternoon facts about Glastonbury. Maybe it helps out people who are going, but, you know, want some of the background, some of the history of the festival. For instance, did you know, Glastonbury fact, 100,000 gallons of mud are imported from the rest of Britain to the Glastonbury Festival each year. Site owner Mike Leavis goes to inspect the mud before it's brought in. Hannah's gone on the record stating the runnier the better. Now, many people think, of course, Glastonbury has its own mud, but that's not the case. Glastonbury, ordinarily, is a very dry site. And for the Glastonbury Festival, one weekend a year, or every 2 years, of course, they ship mud in just to help them with that festival experience. And they do take it from all over the country. It's shipped in the same sort of lorries that are used to deliver milk. So milkmen, I don't mean the big one, not the tanker ones, no. The actual floats.
Right, okay.
And they do is they bottle mud.
Yeah.
And their milkman, otherwise unemployed, will take the mud down to Glastonbury in crates and it will just be poured onto the ground by volunteers. And that's how the mud gets there. Festival facts, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You can get them to us. Have you got a festival fact for us, Aidan?
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay. Once the festival is finished, much of the several tons of rubbish and litter that is left over is recycled and used in important scientific constructions across the globe. It is reported that two-thirds of the Large Hadron Collider is made from recycled cans of special brew.
Yes, I'd heard that. As well, yes, and there are photos actually. If you go online and search Hadron Collider plus Special Brew, there are photos of the inside of that tunnel, and you can just see the Special Brew logo occasionally where it hasn't quite rubbed off properly during the recycling process. But you can see, you know, when they discovered the Higgs boson, they actually did it in front of a bit that said Special Brew, and you can see that if you Google it. These are Glastonbury facts. If you've got one, share them with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you know.
Right, headline hijack coming next. Who has got their made-up news story into the news next? I'm asking you.
Well, it is actually Sam from Walton.
Sam from Walton.
Yes.
Sam from Walton. Congratulations. Toby, who's here now.
Hello.
There. will be saying your lie out of his beardy face next. It's Talk Radio. We'll do work experience punditry next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France with a football. Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our Mobility Open Days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, here's Toby, he's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Euro Police call for England fan help, flooding hit EU referendum stations, and tennis ace faces Zika head on.
Talk Radio.
The hunt is on for 20 men who police want to identify over the violence which marred England's opening Euro 2016 match in Marseille. Violence broke out before, during and after the draw with Russia earlier this month. Two England fans are still in a serious condition in hospital. Assistant Chief Constable Mark Roberts, National Lead for Football Policing, says the fans can help by handing over any videos they took of the violence.
We're obviously massively assisted by the prevalence of video footage, both from our own spotters and the French spotters, stuff on the internet and stuff that the fans have captured themselves. So we're really keen that we capture as much footage as possible so that we can assist the French investigators.
Two polling stations in southwest London have had to be moved because of flooding caused by thunderstorms overnight. Kingston upon Thames was among the worst hit areas as over 75 millimetres of rain was dumped on the capital in less than 12 hours. That's an average month and a half's worth. Voting in the EU referendum got underway this morning. Polls close at 10 o'clock tonight. Republicans insist a 14-hour sit-in staged by Democrats bidding for action on gun control in the US House of Representatives was a mere publicity stunt. The protesters claim the majority of the public agrees with them. It follows the country's deadliest ever gun massacre when 49 people were killed in a shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Jack Graham is a US commentator for the CapEx website who told Talk Radio all the research shows the majority of people do want controls introduced, but one powerful organisation is stopping it happening.
The National Rifle Association spends millions of pounds on political campaigns. It rates all of the American congressmen on their stance on guns, and it really has a vice-like grip on politics in America, and that's the number one stumbling block.
The man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox is expected to go on trial in November. Thomas Mayer from Birstall has appeared via video link at the Old Bailey to confirm his name. A footballer has denied committing a string of child sex offences against a 14-year-old girl. Jack Toohey, who's 19 and plays for League One side Oldham, pleaded not guilty in court in Manchester. He'll go on trial next year. There's concern in a rise of self-harming among prisoners who are serving now revoked indeterminate sentences. The number of such cases has risen by almost 50% in the last 4 years, with 2,500 acts of it last year. That's far more than those who have a date for release or when they can apply for parole. And defending tennis women's singles Olympic champion Serena Williams says she fully intends to defend her gold medal despite the threat of the Zika virus. Superstar golfer Rory McIlroy said it was too much of a risk for him yesterday when he pulled out of the games in Rio. But women's tennis number one Williams says she's not going to follow suit.
So far, I'm definitely going to go to the Olympics. The U.S. team is doing a lot to protect the athletes and to educate the athletes, which I think is really important. And going so far with that, and hopefully, you know, we'll be okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
He's got the weather. It's Toby. He's got the weather.
I have got the weather. It's thundery showers returning to the southeast this afternoon. Yep. Dry and cloudy elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Some showers affecting western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs no longer need to be balanced. 23 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. It might well be Ben with the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hey, Ben. Good afternoon. Hey, England captain Wayne Rooney says they need to focus on their Euro 2016 second round tie with Iceland and not who they could face later on in the tournament. Finishing second in Group B has left him in the same half of the draw as Spain, Italy, hosts France and world champions Germany. But Rooney isn't looking that far ahead.
I've seen a lot of writing where it's saying that England will have to beat Iceland, then France, then Spain. Who's to say they're going to go through? Who's to say we're going to go through? This tournament has already drawn up a lot of surprises.
England striker Jamie Vardy's turned down a move to Arsenal to stay at Leicester. The 29-year-old has signed a new four-year contract with the Premier League champions. Arsenal had reportedly triggered his release clause. Finally, Britain's most successful female jockey, Hayley Turner, will come out of retirement for a one-off appearance in August. She'll ride in the Shergar Cup at Ascot due to a number of injuries in the women's lineup for the team event. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the heavy traffic that caused delays of up to 12 hours for festival goers on their way to Glastonbury, the event's organisers have decided to employ a fleet of military, commercial and privately owned helicopters to transport them back to a variety of major cities across the United Kingdom. Festival Republic have appealed for any helicopter owners to come forward and help the operation, and they're branding it the Dunkirk of southwestern England.
Toby, thank you very much indeed. It's 2:05. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, good afternoon then to you. It is Talk Radio. It is a time. Now, as you know, it's the day. It's the day. It's the referendum day. We are not allowed to discuss it. It's polling day. Of course, you're not allowed to discuss this, the referendum at all. Any referendum on or any election on an election or a referendum day. It's not our rule. It's not even Ofcom's rule. It's a rule that's enshrined in law. You have to be subject to formalities, conditions, restrictions and penalties as prescribed by law and as are necessary in a democratic society. That's Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which makes it tricky on a news station, I suppose. So what we thought we'd do instead, just to Well, why not? It's basically just set the Ofcom Article 6 special impartiality requirements to a sick beat. Chloe, lay me down a sick beat.
Here we go.
Meaning of referendum period. For referendums, different periods apply. A referendum held under the Northern Ireland Act of 1998 begins when the draft of an order is laid before Parliament for approval by each House.
He speak the truth.
You make my wingman again. Or
hype man.
Hype man. He's been my hype man. Rules in Section 5, in particular the rules relating to matters of major political or industrial controversy. Major matters relating to current public policy apply to coverage of referendums.
Hey.
What's the hype man do again?
He goes... He kind of just gets the crowd going.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Right,
so
fine.
Just he tells them to listen to you, basically.
We're wrapping the Section 6, Elections and Referendums, Ofcom Rules. Rules made under Section 333 of the Communications Act 2003, brackets regarding party election broadcasts and referendum campaigns. Paragraph 18 of Schedule 12, contained in the rules on party political referendum broadcasts on the Ofcom website. Such broadcasts also required to comply with the relevant provisions of this code. Ooh, ah, yeah, sick beat.
Down with the police.
Yeah. Or up with them for balance.
Yeah.
That's, let's bring you some more of that exciting, exciting rap later. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons then. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's time for work experience punditry. If you are unaware of what that is, this is what that is. It's a man or a lady doing work experience for us, reviewing things. Now, you've got film, we do TV, we do music. Aiden, you do our music for us.
I do music,
well.
Yeah.
And we do, as yesterday, hipster nonsense. Today, we welcome back Rue.
Hello.
Who, his real name is Andrew, but he'll have no truck with it. And he's doing our gadgety, geeky stuff.
I'll let your viewers decide if I'm a man or a lady.
If we had any viewers. Well, actually, no.
I mean, listeners.
Funny you should say that, Rue, because
yes.
We do have viewers, because we are streaming this on Facebook Live.
I did that on purpose, you see, that's... Yeah.
Good. And that, I suppose, ties in because it's gadgety, geeky stuff, and that's sort of
absolutely
what that is.
Absolutely.
So, is this on... a man filming it at the moment, right?
Hi.
Just turn that on yourself, if anyone's watching this. Just turn that on yourself.
See, if we were really gadgety, we'd have one of those 360 cameras.
Oh,
they're
yeah
amazing.
Well, haven't we... Luke is doing this for us. So Luke, he works for the website, and he's called that because
Yeah. We don't need to hear the story again.
Okay, fine.
Oh, so many times.
So Luke, you're filming this, and is this now live on Facebook, Burke, as Cass would say, Facebook.
Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. And where do we need? Where do we go to find this?
You go on Facebook.
Yes. Good start.
And
yes.
You just watch it.
What Talk Radio? Talk Radio / Facebook something. Talk Face. Can't even hear you. Anyway, so basically, if you go on Facebook and find Talk Radio, you'll be able to see this, apparently.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Being streamed live by Sex Luke. So, Rue is here with his gadgety, so we don't have to pay him his work experience. Rue,
yeah.
What have you got?
Well, I've got my own kind of Rufarundum, if you will.
That's good, actually.
Yeah,
that's
I
good.
Thought so. I couldn't decide between one or the other, so I went for both.
Yeah, I like that.
It's the question is, would you be able to choose between a life without your phone or a life without fried chicken?
That is a dilemma that I've never faced before.
No.
But I'm intrigued as to why this choice has arisen.
I need to know your answer, I'm afraid.
Oh, phone or so what? A life with my phone?
Without your phone or without fried chicken. One or the other. It's
well,
gotta go.
Well, now both have their advantages.
Yes,
of course. Now the phone thing is interesting because I find I was only talking to someone about this the other day. I find that if you are without your phone and you can get over the initial empty, hollow feeling.
Yes, right?
It's a release. It's brilliant. I was away not long ago in a place abroad, and there was no signal. And it was fantastic because it meant I just didn't.
Haven't got signal in this corner of the studio, so it's not.
That's also a good point. Once over the initial thing, I could go and gorge on fried chicken happily, being without my phone.
So as a sort of substitute.
But yes, but in everyday life, just for convenience, I find that communicating with people for work and other and social reasons on a phone rather than a piece of chicken is advantageous.
You do get a little further with it.
So I'm gonna come down on the side of phone for now.
Okay, so imagine what would happen if you combined the technology of a mobile phone with the deliciousness of a piece of fried chicken or a box full of it.
I think I speak for the nation when I say, what the hell are you talking about?
KFC have a new takeout box, and there's a promotional video available for this online as well, called Water Box, spelt W-A-double-T, that can charge your phone. It's only available in Delhi and Mumbai at the moment, so...
When you say a Delhi, you mean...
in India.
Yes, yeah. not a Delhi.
No.
No, fine, no. Okay.
And that would be off-brand as well, really, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. So,
but reports say that the charger isn't that great. It only charges your phone up to about 17% before the box is dead, basically. But I think it's still better than nothing, and it's progress.
It is progress of a sort, yes. certainly. Interesting that they've gone with... chicken.
I mean, no longer do you have to make that agonizing choice I posed to you earlier.
No, you've solved my dilemma there. Yeah, you're right. But there's a big market in the portable charger, especially in festival season, of course.
Yes.
But the advice is always to take a portable charger out with you now, because obviously iPhones lose all of their power within about 20 minutes, don't they?
Well, you know that a little while ago I got a Samsung. I went from being an iPhone boy to an Android.
Yes.
I must say now that in retrospect, the iPhone's battery is quite superior
to the Samsung. Interesting.
Yeah. Unless I'm just using it more because it's so much better.
Is it what's better
in every way other than the battery?
What's better about it?
Oh, it's just so much more customizable and user friendly and intuitive. iPhone forces you rigidly into its own kind of way of doing things.
Yes.
And they're organizing its menus in a certain way and then forcing you to, we do away with your headphones now because we dictate it. That's what's happening next.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, very upsetting.
If you've got headphones, you'll have to buy an adapter from Apple in order to use your headphones with your phone because they're changing the age-old phone jack that's been good enough for years on anything.
Where would radio be without the phone jack?
Yes, John.
Or the
John.
John. The,
name's John.
The,
Very
good.
Thanks. So, fried chicken charging phone charger is where we're going with
it. Yeah, but it seems unlikely that we'll get one.
Why?
Well, because...
Why have India got one?
Because it comes out of a partnership with the Mumbai. One of them. Based digital agency...
Mumbai. That's what I call Julia Hartley-Brew's sex dogs. That's not going to make any sense if you weren't listening to the end of Julia Hartley-Brew's
No, program. I heard about that. I saw them, yes. I was expecting something fluffier.
There were two men dressed as... sex dog. Basically, it's a fetishist thing.
What do you mean dressed as sex dogs? Well, are there just sex dogs?
Two tattooed men on all fours, right, in shiny PVC dog outfits with gimp masks and tails.
But
they barked and played with toys on the floor while Julia Hartley tried to interview them. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Is this somehow referendum themed? Or
no, that's what it couldn't be. So she'd gone. There's off piste. And she'd taken that run.
No, to be honest, it's quite tame compared to some of the stuff you have available in PVC.
I'll take your word for that.
Well, I'm not talking from experience, although I did once dress up as a famous science fiction villain from the TV show Farscape, which involved me wearing a fetish mask to Pontins, which was...
insight there into Rue's life that none of us can now unsee. Thanks for that.
You can see it if you like. I can give you the image. You can pop it up on the old Facebook, eh? No.
No, best not.
So, all right. So, charging chicken box. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. KFC, by the way. You know their special herbs and spices, by the way, KFC.
Well, I don't. Nobody does. That's the secret, isn't it?
Yeah. What is it they use a blend of herbs and spices that makes the chicken flavour taste like it does?
Yes.
That's what they say, isn't it?
Although I've never really sat down at a KFC and thought, this tastes like no other chicken I've ever had.
No, well, I'll tell you, I know the secret.
Well, is there not one? It's just a big bluff.
No, they aren't. What they do, they just use chickens with eczema.
Right. Yeah, well.
Or if their lawyers are listening, they don't do that. Just to be very clear.
Are you suggesting that they would seek out the chickens that have eczema or force eczema upon them through all kinds
now,
of weird scientific
it's
methods?
It's not for me to say.
all you know is that may or may not.
May or may not happen. Depending on where we stand legally.
Yes.
What else have you got? Don't worry. We've got to take a break.
All right, fair enough.
So, give us teasers, Roo.
Teasers. Okay, I'll tell you which of your devices you should be taping up.
Geeky, gadgety stuff with Roo as today's work experience punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back with the answer to that next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Thursdays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Craig?
Hi James, we've got some barbecue buffs coming around tonight. Any ideas how we can raise our game?
Teriyaki steaks all the way.
Oh yeah, go on.
Put sake, soy and sugar into a pan and bring it to the boil. Place the cool sauce in a Ziploc bag with Asda's extra special rump steaks and marinade for at least 20 minutes.
Right.
Then just cook them on the barbecue, rest and then serve. Hopefully, to a round of applause.
Brilliant, that'll do it.
And if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage. £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
With Citroën Simply Drive, you can get a brand new Citroën with 3 years insurance, servicing, car tax, warranty and breakdown cover for one monthly payment. It's so simple, we wouldn't want you to get bored. So, I'll do the legal blurb in the style of a pirate in touch with his feminine side.
Terms, conditions and excess mileage charges apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën Simply Drive. As simple as it sounds.
Citroën.
This week at Trade Point, get a free 18-volt Makita combi drill with two batteries worth £81.67 when you spend £1,500 on kitchens. Hurry, offer ends 27th of June. T's and C's apply. See in store for details. Trade Point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only.
Now, I'm no mind reader, but I bet you're still thinking about those teriyaki steaks. I don't blame you. Well, it's not just for Craig. Asda's extra special British 28-day matured rump steaks are just £3. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. Rump steaks, 225 grams each.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays on the southbound M40 in Oxfordshire, where the road is blocked near Junction 6 at Watlington. A lorry's overturned, and it's also blocked two lanes on the northbound carriageway. There's a queue going into Cardiff on the A4232, heavy at the A48 at the Culverhouse Cross Junction. That's after an earlier accident. And there's problems on the London-bound A12 in Essex. You've got two lanes closed off, and also the entry slip closed around Junction 14 at the Wants Road, and that's because of flooding, so there are delays. I'm Sarah Tilley.
For me, it has to be those long, lazy days of summer when the barbecue's out and everyone's chilling in the garden. Tasty chicken wings are smothered in barbecue sauce before being gently turned on the barbie. Even Dad looks relaxed cooking them, served with easy rice and salad. They don't disappear slowly, though. Before you know it, the plates are empty and the kids are busy licking the deliciously sticky sauce off their fingers. Oh, yum! and the barbecue sauce. To add a little magic, it has to be Heinz.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So this afternoon we are also after your facts about Glastonbury as well, please. Of course, it's Glastonbury weekend. A lot of people on the way listening to this, we're learning. So if you're on the way to Glastonbury, we're here to help you with facts about Glastonbury and its history. If you've got a fact you'd like to share as well, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right.
It's any word you like.
Gary Andrews has been on. He's on Twitter. He said, Glastonbury fact, John. Black Laces, 1986 appearance at Glastonbury was so well received by the crowd that it caused a minor earthquake as 10,000 revelers took part in a conga.
Extraordinary scenes.
Yes, I do remember that. And Simon Canning says, Glastonbury fact, thanks to a high hair gel and pine nut content, skinny hipsters make perfect firewood.
It's a bit of a macabre one, isn't it?
No, it's perfectly reasonable. if you have a Glastonbury fact, then share it. We'll get through some more as the afternoon goes on. I think you've got one there, Aidan. Am I right?
Yeah, I've got a good one from David here. The so-called glamping facilities are really never actually occupied by any festival goers. It is reported that foreign businessmen and oligarchs buy up all the luxury tents and camper vans, which then drives up the ticket prices for the rest of the punters.
That is actually a fact. so, we are with Rue.
Hello.
And we're doing work experience punditry. Today we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff. That's work experience punditry. We've already talked about some boxes of fried chicken that KFC are peddling. That while you're scoffing the chicken, you can also plug your phone into it and charge your phone.
You can indeed.
Right. So what else have you got?
Well, have you ever been milling about at home?
Yes.
In just your undergarments with your laptop open, thinking, now hang on, somebody might be tuning in and watching this without my prior permission.
When I have sat in front of my laptop in just my undergarments,
yeah,
I'm sort of secretly hoping someone's tuning in and watching it. If I'm honest.
So then you're not one for taping up your webcam.
I wonder what you were going to say there. I mean, it depends what you... I mean, if you're using webcam euphemistically, I am one for taping that up, yes.
Right. Well, I'm not entirely sure what you mean by taping up, but shall we not go down that road?
Yes, stay away from that. Tell us...
We'll ask the sex dogs from earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
I'm not explaining. If you've only just tuned in, I realise that sounds weird, but you know what? I'm not explaining. Carry on.
Adds to the charm of the show. Mark Zuckerberg taped up his webcam.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah,
I saw the picture of this.
So Mark Zuckerberg is obviously Zuckerberg. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Is obviously Facebook man.
Yes,
as in not some hideous mascot. He created the thing.
Yes.
So
I thought it was some sort of superhero who'd been bitten by a radioactive social media site.
Comes around and pokes you.
All of the powers of it. I am Facebook man.
Facebook man.
No, he'd just be irritating. He'd constantly be badgering you to get on Farmville.
It'd be wherever you go, he'd be poking. What, crime? What? I don't know.
Poking
anyway,
crime.
What's he done?
Well, he's been caught on the internet in a picture where he's posing through a cardboard cutout of an Instagram post. And on the desk behind him, he's got a MacBook with the tape covering the webcam. And it's made people think, well, why? Because obviously he knows things that we don't about the inner workings of the interweb, and if he's worried about it,
yes,
then maybe we should be too.
Well, he might have just taped it up because it broke or something, he couldn't switch it off.
But so if it's broken, you've got nothing to worry about.
No, it might stay on, it might be on. It might have fixed on.
Yes, but even so, if it's on, it doesn't necessarily mean people are looking at it. So I think it might mean that he knows that people do look. Well, I mean, we know Edward Snowden says so anyway. He says it's very easy to hack into for NSA types, CIA, or the, right. You know, James Bond type people.
Yes.
People who just have nothing better to do.
And so when I'm hypothetically sitting in my undergarments...
Yes. Hypothetically or otherwise, yeah.
No, just hypothetically. taping up my webcam, people can see me doing that without me. So the little light doesn't come on. People can just look through your webcam if they know what they're doing. Because ordinarily a green light comes on, doesn't it, with a webcam?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So we're saying that it doesn't. And so they can just use it without your knowledge.
Yes. Sorry, that's it. Yes. So the green light doesn't come on. They're looking at you secretly constantly, apparently.
Yeah. And apparently the actual pictures of people have appeared online. These awful forum websites. They've gone. People have been like, "Yeah, this is a picture I took of someone without them knowing because I hacked into their
account."
That
is quite frightening, isn't it?
What about your phone and everything? A Nintendo DS has a camera in it these days. Surely, it's possible that some secret organization has a big digital map made up of images being taken constantly, 3D, that they can walk around, kind of Matrix style. That's not.
You've led us down into a dark world today, haven't you? I mean,
I don't mean to leave your paranoia.
We're just sitting here with Sex Luke filming us for the website, but at least we know he's there.
Yes, but you're doing that voluntarily. It's funny how you don't worry about it when everyone's Snapchatting themselves, but then they think,
I don't know how Snapchat. Well, I'm not big on this. Right.
Well, traditionally.
All right. Aidan, you're five. Don't. You know. So here's the thing. Right. Okay. I never joined Facebook ever. Right. So when Facebook first started, I admittedly now wrongly dismissed it as a small fad. Right, and I just thought, I'm not joining that.
You mean along the lines of Bebo or MySpace?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, remind me in a minute to tell you a story about Bebo.
Okay.
Which I will do. like MySpace. Yeah, I just thought, yeah, she's not going to catch on. Anyway, so I was wrong. But I joined Twitter, because I quite like Twitter.
Yeah.
At JohnHolmes1. Because that's kind of, it makes sense. It's like short, like group texting.
Yeah, it doesn't occupy too much of your life.
Exactly. Right, but Snapchat and InstaWhip and all, and FuzzFace, I don't know, you answer this because you're young. Why do you need them all? Why can't you just talk to people on one of the things? Why do you need WhatsApp and Snapchat? Why?
Well,
what's the difference between them?
The Snapchat is more public, isn't it, than WhatsApp?
So Snapchat's very much the private option, isn't it?
No,
it's what option?
No, it's
the private
option.
Option.
I don't know.
It's because you have celebrities and you follow them and they build their Snapchat to all their followers. So it's kind of like an immediate
Instagram.
It's the
same as Twitter.
It is, but
a little bit, yeah. But
I think the quality is worse on Snapchat. If you're putting something on Snapchat, you definitely wouldn't put it up permanently on Twitter or Instagram. Therefore, it needn't exist in the first place. Get rid of it.
That's true.
Anyway, Bebo, right?
Yeah.
this is annoying. This still annoys me. So, you know about it. Tell us what Bebo was. You know about Bebo.
Oh, goodness. Bebo was like one of the first social media networking friend with your friends platform where you could get into the nitty-gritty, like ordering your friends in the preference.
Yes.
In the order of preference. Yeah, this is why we need Twitter. Yeah, which was quite divisive, I think, among some friendships.
And then I think it got bought by AOL, Bebo, just before the bubble burst and Facebook became the thing, because it was a rival to Facebook time.
Bebo, MySpace, Facebook in that order, right?
Well, it was, but then Facebook obviously became the big thing, because Bebo...
Bebo was still knocking about at the time.
The reason I know about this is that a friend of mine started Bebo.
Oh, wow.
And you know, he sold it for $875 million.
And now look at it.
And he hasn't really spoken to me since. And I'm a bit annoyed. Not even on social media.
You put him at the top of your Bebo friend list? Is that why?
I was never on Bebo, but he hired me, right? And it might have still on. I wrote all the Q&A for Bebo.
Oh, wow.
On the Bebo website. He hired me to write all the Q&As and stuff and everything else in a light-hearted manner.
You were part of my childhood.
Never say that to a radio. Never say that to a radio presenter. That's not in this club.
No, but I mean, without me even knowing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But I don't know whether that's still online. I haven't looked. We should check that. But Bebo basically got me to write all the Q&A for Bebo because my mate started Bebo, and then he went and sold it for $875 million to AOL, and he's now the richest man alive.
You should have got.
And he lives in San Francisco with his beautiful wife Sochi, and his kids.
Bevo Q&A. I'm looking.
You should have got
now.
A fiver for that, at least, I think.
Oh, you did pay me all right, to be honest with you. But that was before he sold it as well. So. Anyway, that's my Bevo story. Is it there? We'll find out whether it's there or not. Rue, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And will you come back and do more of the gadgets?
Of course I will.
Excellent. We've learned so much today. That's Rue with Work Experience Punditry. Still to come on the programme today, then. There will be a big debate at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review with a new diversity paper reviewer. What the people think. We go onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think bins or antelopes? We help another Kickstarter. We meet High Priest Vexana Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. And producer Kath from the Ian Lee Show in the evenings has her knowledge of Paul Ross and her patients well and truly tested in a game of Paul Ross Master. All that coming before 4 o'clock. It's just after 2:30. Toby's got the news.
Thank you.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Police are asking for any videos or pictures England fans might have of violence in Marseille during the opening weekend of Euro 2016. They also want to identify 20 men. EU referendum polling stations have been forced to close, and many others are flooded after thunderstorms hit London overnight. Two stations in Kingston-upon-Thames in the southwest of the capital have had to be moved after being inundated with water. Democrats have staged a 14-hour sit-in at the US House of Representatives demanding action on gun control. It follows the Orlando nightclub shooting in which 49 people died. The Democrats claim a majority of the public is on their side, but some Republicans are accusing them of pulling a publicity stunt. American Studies lecturer Steve Hewitt says the firearms lobby will spin the protest to its advantage.
The National Rifle Association will be using this when it does fundraisers to say, look at the Democrats, they want to take away your guns. This is, again, just further evidence of how polarized that country has become.
An investigation into a threat posted on a politician's Facebook page days after Joe Cox was killed has led to one arrest. The message included gun and knife emojis and was sent to South Thanet's Craig McKinley. A 28-year-old suspect from the area has been bailed until Sunday. Meanwhile, the man accused of killing Mrs. Cox last week has appeared in court via video link. Thomas Mayer from Birstall in West Yorkshire spoke only to confirm his name. A trial has been penciled in for November the 14th. And the former owner of BHS has defended trying to put a Christmas family holiday on the struggling company. Dominic Chappelle says he'd intended to pay the money back. He's called the claims in a letter to MPs from ex-chief executive Darren Topp pathetic and petty. Now to your weather. Thundery showers will return to the southeast this afternoon. Dry and cloudy elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Some showers affecting western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 23 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. So, what the people think coming next. And, I had forgotten, Professor Stephen Hawking joins us to tell us a joke.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, of course, the home of reactions. And today, Glastonbury facts, by the way. If you're heading to Glastonbury, maybe you're already there listening to this in your soggy tent, then pay attention because we can help you out with the history of Glastonbury. A lot of people saying, John, I'm going to Glastonbury, but I don't know... You know, I don't really know, you know, quite how you began, what's going on. Could there be a handy place for Glastonbury facts? And yes, here. For this has been sent in by Sharon. For the past 10 years, festival organiser Michael Evis has been breeding giant multicoloured cows that are the height of the shard. A first this year, the cow will be imported in by a swarm of 20 helicopters after festival revellers have left the site. Each year, the cow will produce different shades of feces over the land, which restores vital nutrients. Giant shard height cows there, which get the fields after the, you know, the damage done by the festival goers. These giant cows very much poo it back to health. What have you got there, Aidan? You've got one coming in there. Festival fact.
Yes, so this is from Darren. A proposal for next year's Glastonbury Festival has been put forward, and the notion is to create a separate currency for the five-day event.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the many instances of stolen and lost money, the organisers have suggested using bottle caps and dock leaves as a replacement to the pound sterling.
Keep your Glastonbury facts coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word, you know.
Now, it can't have escaped your attention if you've ever been outside ever to know notice that there are such things as streets. Sometimes those people are on the streets. The streets have people on them. And those people sometimes think. We like to go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. We do it on a daily basis. Today we've done it. It's no exception. But today, do the people on the streets think antelopes or bins?
Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
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 Antelopes.
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 Bins.
Antelopes.
Bins.
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 Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
Antelopes.
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 Bins.
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 Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
Antelopes.
Bins.
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 Antelopes.
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 Bins.
Bins.
Antelopes.
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 Bins.
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 Antelopes.
Bins.
Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
Bins.
Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
Antelopes.
Bins.
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 Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
Antelopes.
Bins.
Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Bins.
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 There you have it. That's what the people are saying on the streets this afternoon. On this day, Thursday, the 20th of June. That's the mood of the nation right there. That's the big choice today. A lot of choices today. That's the big one. Antelopes or bins? Which box would you tick? Would you tick the box marked antelopes? Or would you put a cross in the box marked bins? What do you think? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
No.
You don't want to?
No, not for that one.
Isn't it?
Start your message with the words antelopes or bins.
Antelopes or bins.
Let's just do it again.
Okay. Start your message with antelopes or bins.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with antelopes or bins. There we go.
Well done. That's Aidan, by the way. He's learning. So, Cornelius is at Glastonbury. Paid intern Cornelius, who... but already, Aidan's better. So, next, Professor Stephen Hawking has joined... Now, Professor Stephen Hawking, he's here with his pullback and reveal, which works very much like this. Do you remember... You won't remember this, Aidan, because you're... a tiny child, but in the old days when you went out and bought an ice lolly, did you remember the ice lollies?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember
the
ice lollies?
Yeah.
Or as Michael McIntyre would say, do you remember the ice lollies? Do you remember ice lollies? Right, because ice lollies used to, in the old days, before your modern world,
yeah,
they used to have a joke on them, the stick.
I do remember that, yes.
Right, so yeah. So there's the setup to the joke, mm-hmm, was on the bit of the stick that sticks out of the bottom of the lolly. Mm-hmm.
That you held on to.
Yes, the lolly, yeah, correct. But the punchline was only available on the bit of stick that was hidden by the icy treat.
Mm.
And to get to that, you had to suck the lolly off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, this is an audio equivalent of that.
Right.
So what you get, bear with me. Okay. What you get is, you get Professor Stephen Hawking,
mm-hmm,
who is here, and he will give us the setup to a joke here on the programme, but the punchline is only available on our podcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it's sort of like an audio equivalent of the lolly theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nice. Punchline on the podcast, setup to the joke here. So with this week's... do you remember the lollies? The punchline, the podcast comes out tomorrow, but the setup to the joke has been chosen by Professor Stephen Hawking. And with some overly long intro music, here he is.
Please give milk.
There it was! Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. That's the joke sent in by Sarah of Wolverhampton. If you've got a joke for Professor Stephen Hawking to read out on the podcast and the programme in two halves, then send it in to Talk Radio 87222.
Start a message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start a message with anything you like.
That's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. What bees give milk? What bees give milk? If you want the answer to that joke, the punchline is only available on the podcast, which you should subscribe to right now at iTunes. You're looking for the Talk Radio in the Afternoon Show podcast. I'm John Holmes, and that's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. Thank you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays on the southbound M40 in Oxfordshire, where the road is blocked near Junction 6 at Watlington. A lorry's overturned, and it's also blocked two lanes on the northbound carriageway. There's a queue going into Cardiff on the A4232, heavy at the A48 at the Culverhouse Cross Junction. That's after an earlier accident. And there's problems on the London-bound A12 in Essex. You've got two lanes closed off, and also the entry slip closed around Junction 14 at the Wants Road, and that's because of flooding, so there are delays. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. 3:15 now on a Thursday afternoon. And just ahead of the diversity paper review, I don't know whether or not you have seen any of the news. Now, it's a busy day in the news, isn't it? You've probably popped along to a polling station. We're allowed to tell you that there are such things. We can't talk about the EU referendum. That is the law on polling day. We can tell you that there are polling stations, but on your way there, you may have idly glanced at the news. And the thing you'll have noticed is that the news is quite complicated. I mean, you've noticed this, Aidan. I know you're on work experience. You're sitting, you're the understudy Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, you've been looking at the news.
I have indeed. I noticed there is a newspaper in the room at the minute. I'm getting a little bit shaky. I just can't get my head around it, John.
No, that's the thing. But it's all right, because you're in the right place, Aidan. And that's the thing. Because what we do on this programme in the afternoon and a weekday is that we break the news down to its sort of component parts. And when you do that, as you'll learn as you get older, it's made... The news is basically made up of Japanese poetry. And here's where we explain it in 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Brian Blessed, voice of Glastonbury's, enough to make you sh** yourself.
The news in haikus, read for us there by Asprodcas. In the absence of Cornelius, who is at Glastonbury, Asprodcas there reading the news in haikus. And if you had any trouble understanding what she said, then there is a leaflet available from the Talk Radio website. It's like a special help guide to Northern speak. And if you are affected by any of the issues surrounding Cass's accent, then do not hesitate to get in touch. She's got some helpline numbers on it, in that leaflet as well. Brian Blessed, by the way, before we move on, I should tell you, because that's a true story. Brian Blessed is the voice of the Glastonbury Loos. That is true. He's actually voiced the toilets. But I've got an interesting story about Brian Blessed, which isn't a million miles away. And it's this. You know, Brian Blessed goes up mountains. Yeah. Doesn't he? He's a mountaineer, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's I think he's climbed Everest and stuff, Brian Blessed.
Yeah.
This is great. So Brian Blessed is up Everest, right, with a team of mountain climbers. This is some years ago. And I can't remember who told me this. It wasn't Brian Blessed. It was somebody. It was someone.
Did he just phoned in?
No, he didn't.
John Holmes!
Yeah, no, it was someone. Oh, someone told me who knows Brian. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so he climbed Everest with the pig, and there's a howling storm, a blizzard, and they're in their tents, but their tents have to be pitched, obviously, if you're mountain climbing, on a very steep slope, and you have to you rig a line, and then you clamp yourself onto the line in your sleeping bag, and there's a howling blizzard outside, and Brian Blessed needed a poo.
Yeah.
So he clamping on to the safety line, and you don't want to be going far from the tent in a blizzard on a mountain, right? So all we do, and this is the technique, what you do is you put your bottom, right, out of the tent, and also it's minus however many degrees, so you put your bottom out of the tent, yep. And you just go into the howling blizzard, because that's what you have to do. So Brian Blessed does that, right, and finishes his Brian Blessed business.
Yeah.
Gets back into the tent and he pulls his sleeping bag back around him with the hood, right? Because obviously it's a mountaineering sleeping bag. So and attempts to go to sleep. And before very long, his tent companions notice a smell. And what's happened is that Brian Blessed has put his bottom out of the tent, gone for his ablution.
Yeah.
The howling wind has taken it, thrown it into the air, and dumped it into the hood of his sleeping bag. Blessed goes back in, pulls it over his head, goes to sleep. That's my Brian Blessed story. It's time for the diversity paper review. Right then, diversity paper review works a lot like this. If you've listened before, you will know it's a staple of talk radio, isn't it? It's a staple of radio stations everywhere. You must review the papers. That is what happens, paper reviewing. However, here, because we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, our papers are reviewed each day by a different diversity. Today is no exception, and we welcome a new one. Cass, first, before we do, Cass, why are you in here? Asprodcas lives through the glass, and she's come in here with her northern ways.
I don't have to answer.
It's going to be an awkward 10 minutes if you don't.
I because of the trains.
The what?
the
transport.
Right, I understand now.
Our diversity was almost late.
Almost late, yes.
But he's here, so I've just brought him in.
I was wondering who it was, but I did guess.
Well...
Hello, diversity paper reviewer.
How's it going?
Very good. Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Alumise.
Alumise?
Yeah.
Excellent. Where are you from, Alumise?
I'm from Earth.
Excellent.
South East London.
Yes?
Earth.
Where's your name from?
My name is from my parents.
Good. And where going back, generationally speaking...
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh... Absolutely. From the cradle of civilization.
Yes.
Africa, more specifically.
Yep.
West Africa, more specifically.
Yep.
Nigeria.
Beautiful.
More specifically.
Yes.
Edo State.
Beautiful. Yeah. You're here to review the papers for us, as you know. Why Absolutely. Was your... anything in your newspapers about the trains being late? Because there's been a lot of problems with the transport today, am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The stuff here about Glaston and Furious.
Yes.
It's been ridiculous.
What newspaper are you looking at now?
Right now, I'm looking at The Sun.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All yesterday night, there was thunderstorms.
Yes.
And I thought it might be the end of the world.
Yeah, well, many people are saying, I think the word Ragnarok was used at one point. it did feel a bit like that, didn't it? I mean, yeah. I realise the people where, and we go back to the cradle of civilization now that is Hull.
Yes.
where Cass is from. And up there they didn't have the thunderstorms because they don't have electricity.
No, we don't. Or Genius. Inside toilets.
Yeah.
Or but, modern life.
Yes, so there are people listening to this who won't know about the storms. But down here they were pretty terrible, right?
Pretty intense.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
Did it wake you up in the night?
Well, actually, I don't sleep. So
okay, that's an interesting aside.
I wasn't woken up, but I was awake all night.
You never sleep.
Never sleep.
Right. Interesting.
I'm like Batman.
Does Batman not sleep?
No.
I thought he hung upside down in a cave or something.
No, that's Man Bat.
Okay. That's a bat that's just got the powers of a man.
Absolutely.
after its bat parents were killed.
Bitten by a radioactive man.
Man,
yeah.
Mixed up Spider-Man. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Good. All right. So go on. Tell us more about the whatever that was, Glaston storms or something.
Well, apparently, festival fans suffered day-long traffic jams to get to Rainhill Glastonbury.
Yeah.
I don't know why would you go to Glastonbury anyway.
Have you never been to Glastonbury?
I've never been. I've never
been either.
Yeah.
People, when you say that to them, do you find this? Because at this season, when people everyone's trying to get tickets
to a festival of some sort.
Yeah. And I go, no. And why would I want to do that? I've got a toilet at home. I don't want to.
Absolutely.
I don't want to poo in a hole that's being voiced by Brian Blessed. I don't want to do that. So
please flush right now.
That's very good, actually.
That was terrible. Yeah. That was absolutely terrible.
I don't see why. So I'm kind of with you on that, yeah. I don't want to sit in a queue for 12 hours, do you?
It's pretty intense. Also, yeah. Like, being away from home for that long.
Yeah.
I couldn't do without Mum's home cooking.
Yeah.
Couldn't
you take it with you? Well, you can pack yourself a little hamper or something and just...
could you really?
Yeah.
I don't think you could. It's not the same, is it?
I suppose not, no. No. So you're just against the idea. You wouldn't go to
a
festival.
No. It goes against everything I stand for.
Good. Okay, like Glastonbury. What else is in the papers? I realise we can't talk about the referendum today, so we'll gloss over all of that.
We can't, of course, yes.
So what else?
There was the Galactic referendum, obviously. That's planet Earth. Wanting to leave the Galactic Union.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But again, the voting's for that today as well, so you can't go there.
Yeah, you can't really. No.
Yeah. Mm. You have to keep going through for just other stuff.
Okay, wait. What's going on?
There is nothing going on today.
There's nothing
I know, this is the problem with the paper reviewing. It's Glastonbury, which we've sort of done, and EU referendum, which we cannot talk about at all on the radio because that's the law.
Yes, and the football.
You could talk about football.
Soccer. Soccer?
If you like soccer, kind of music, but yeah, fine.
So England's through. They're going to play Iceland.
Yes, we learned this yesterday, didn't we? Yeah, that's right. Are you a football fan?
I'm a big football fan, as in I watch it and I get really, really intensely competitive.
Right.
On the other hand, since I can't do anything to affect the results,
yeah,
it's It's quite mute, isn't it?
Well, I find that odd. I mean, I'm not a football fan. I don't know more than anything about it. But when
a savage, you say.
I'm a savage. When the European Championship or the World Cup, I watch it then when England are playing.
Absolutely.
Because I sort of want to join in with the mood of the nation. That's the only reason
true,
I do
that's
it.
True. Peer pressure.
Yes, a little bit. But it's, you sort of want to get a sense of what's going on. And I like the idea that everyone at the same time, the roads are quiet. And I like the idea that everyone's kind of doing the same thing at the same time, which is something we don't get in this day of binge watching, do we? No.
No, you don't.
You see, all of that's gone. So it's nice to still be able to do that. So I kind of like that aspect of it.
Yes.
But I don't really know what's going on. And if I shout something at the screen, you know, I am well aware that I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I just shout things like, it's a ball of two halves. They've covered every blade of grass on the thing. And I just shout, you know, oh, God, no. Just trying to join in.
Yeah, it's true.
But I don't really know what's going on. I mean, Iceland, are they a rated team? Are they?
No, I mean, I don't think they're too highly rated.
Yeah.
But they're not also, I mean, the women are absolutely really good at football also.
Yes.
So, but the women in England are also very good at football. So, it's...
What can you do? Are you saying we should? I mean, because there is the women's football, of course, is growing in popularity.
Absolutely.
But it is still odd in this day and age. I mean,
it's before it used to be sort of let's watch the women's football and let's not say nice things about the women's football.
Yeah.
Now you watch it and you say, wow, these are really nice footballers.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I've never said that, but now I will be shouting that at the television on Monday. In respect, I'll just be going, these are really nice footballers. It's a good thing to shout. But women's football has come on leaps and bounds, and I wonder. Let's ask a woman.
Yeah.
Well, or Cass anyway. Cass, what do you make? I mean, women's football, right? Why isn't that as popular? Because it's a game of football. So, to all intents and purposes, it's the same.
Yep.
So, why isn't that as popular or as big as men's football?
Because of men.
And there we have it. Cass's insight there into that.
You know, interestingly, in the US, the ladies' football in America is way more popular, and they are also way more successful, but they get paid less, which is ridiculous.
Because of men.
My goodness. Mankind is a... It's a terrible
thing. Well, it's UK from the cradle of civilization. It's your fault.
I'm taking the stop with my parents.
Alumise, thank you so much for coming in.
Alumise.
Is that what I said?
Yes. Alumise is not part of the Illuminati.
Let's be clear on that.
Yes. Yeah. The Illuminati is Alumise's party.
He's even come with his own catchphrase.
It's
excellent news. Listen, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
That's today's diversity paper review then. Alumise, not part of the Illuminati. I mean, it might catch on, I don't know. Coming next, the big debate. And don't forget, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster as Kath, Ian Lee's producer, tries to get to the top of the leaderboard and some points, the same as everyone else who's ever played it. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our Mobility Open Days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
This week at TradePoint, get a free 18-volt Makita combi drill with two batteries worth £81.67 when you spend £1,500 on kitchens. Hurry, offer ends 27th of June. T's and C's apply. See in store for details. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Sounds fantastic! Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite.
why compare? To go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon to you. Exactly 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Toby's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, flooding hits more EU polling stations. England supporters asked to help in violence investigation. And ex-business boss defends holiday expense claim.
Talk Radio.
Four polling stations around the southeast have been moved on EU referendum polling day after more than a month's rain fell overnight. Two of them are in Kingston upon Thames in southwest London. Stations in Chessington and New Malden have also been relocated, and several more remain difficult to access. 75 millimetres of rain came down on the capital in less than 12 hours. That's 1.5 times the usual amount for a month. Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer asked NetWeather's Paul Micheltwaite when we can expect the sun to come out.
It's not going to be next week. Sunshine and showers still next week, I'm afraid. Long range, you know, we're looking at a kind of traditional British summer, so I think we'll get some warmer spells, as we've had so far, but I don't think they'll be extremely long-lasting, and we'll be soon back into showers or thunderstorms or spells of rain at times as well.
Police have appealed for English football fans to hand over any footage they have of violence at Euro 2016. Officers say there are 20 people suspected of involvement in trouble in Marseille who they want to identify. Politicians demanding action on gun control say the fight will continue after a 14-hour sit-in at the US House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. Democrats refused to leave the podium area. The Republican Speaker of the House said it was just a publicity stunt. US commentator Jack Graham has told Talk Radio he suspects even the president supports their stance.
Obama was on a TV show basically explaining that if there's a terrorist on the no-fly zone, they can make a suspected terrorist not fly, but they can't stop them buying an assault rifle. Now, logic suggests that there's something extremely wrong there.
A footballer has denied committing a string of child sex offences against a 14-year-old girl. Jack Toohey, who's 19 and plays for League One side Oldham, pleaded not guilty in court in Manchester. Talk Radio has been told 4,000 criminals serving indeterminate sentences need more help, as new figures reveal self-harm is far higher among them than those who have a release date. The punishments, known as imprisonment for public protections, were scrapped in 2012 as they were deemed unfair. Self-harm among inmates serving IPPs has risen by almost 50% in 4 years, with 2,500 acts of it last year alone. Rob Priest from the Howard League for Penal Reform spoke to Julia Hartley Brewer earlier.
It's very unfair. You have prisoners being treated differently from others. You've got some prisoners who know when they're going to be released and can work towards that, and the prison can provide that support to ensure that they're safe when that date comes. And then you've got another set of prisoners who are still waiting to find out. And we're hearing people who were sentenced to IPPs with a recommendation that they spend 12 months in prison, and they're spending nearly 12 years.
And the former owner of BHS has defended trying to put a Christmas family holiday on the struggling company. Dominic Chappelle says he'd intended to pay the money back. He's called the claims in a letter to MPs from ex-chief executive Darren Topp pathetic and petty.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Thundery showers.
Why are all the clips on from Julia Hartley Brewer's programme?
Because she's had an awful lot of news on.
Come on, we've had news on.
Well I just did debate, you know, running a story about festival theft. But
big story earlier.
You know, I mean, you said that
big
I'm the face of truth. So
big story earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the weather like?
Thundery showers will return to the southeast this afternoon. Dry and cloudy elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Some showers affecting western Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 23 degrees
Thanks,
Celsius.
Thanks, Toby. You have a thing for Julia Hartley Brewer?
Of course I do. She's got a wonderful radio show. Are you a bit jealous?
Well, you said you spoke the... Anyway, so it's it's Talk Radio
Low
in
blood.
The afternoons. Next, we'll do the big debate here on the radio. But for now, Ben has got the sport live from the storming of the Bastille in revolutionary France in 1789.
Good afternoon. England captain Wayne Rooney says they need to focus on their Euro 2016 second-round tie with Iceland, not who they could face later on in the tournament. Finishing second in Group B has left him in the same half of the draw as Spain, Italy, hosts France, and world champions Germany. Rooney isn't looking that far ahead.
I've seen a lot of great moments in England, France, Spain. Who's to say they're going to go through?
you can see we're going to go through this tournament. It's always drawn up a lot of surprises.
England striker Jamie Vardy's turned down a move to Arsenal to stay at Leicester. The 29-year-old has signed a new 4-year contract with the Premier League champions. Arsenal have reportedly triggered his release clause. Finally, Britain's most successful female jockey, Hayley Turner, will come out of retirement for a one-off appearance in August. She'll ride in the Shergar Cup at Ascot due to a number of injuries in the women's lineup of the team event. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben Fletcher! Ben Fletcher, they're live!
Is he still alive?
With the what sport live, he's dead now. From the live from the storming of the Bastille in 1789, Ben Fletcher with the sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life. This is your life. And it's spending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, just after 3 o'clock. Don't forget today, it's polling day, of course, EU referendum, where the nation goes to vote. We can't talk about it at all today. That is what the law dictates. We can only tell you that the polls are open. They close at 10 p.m. this evening. You'll have a result somewhere around tomorrow morning. They're thinking around 6 or 7 a.m. overall. There are strict Ofcom guidelines as to why we can't talk about it, but there's nothing in those guidelines, and I have looked through them to say, rather than talk about the EU referendum, there's nothing in these guidelines to say that I can't rap the guidelines on the radio. So, Chloe Through the Glass, lay me down a sick beat. Lay me a sick beat. Sick beat me. Thank you. Come on. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Wrapping the Ofcom regulations. Rules made under Section 333 of the Communications Act regarding party election broadcasts, party political broadcast, referendum campaign broadcast, paragraph 18. Schedule 12. For the purpose of this section, a referendum to which the Parties Elections Act 2000 applies. It's a bit difficult, this bit. Includes a UK-wide national regional referendum. These are the rules. Due weight must be given to the coverage of larger parties during the period of the election. At present, larger parties for each nation in the United Kingdom are defined by Ofcom. List of larger parties applies to referendum. Candidate has meaning given to it in Section 93 of the Representation of the People Act 1983, brackets as amended. Rapping there to a sick beat of the Ofcom rules and regulations as to why you can't talk about a referendum on referendum. It's time for the big debate. Big story is, of course, that of the Glastonbury Festival. Now, we are seeing the same scenes year in and year out, for balance. So we are asking this question this afternoon on Talk Radio. Does anyone think it's time to legislate for mud? Now, there is an abundance of this stuff, of course, at the moment. At Glastonbury, we've seen it on the television. But is it? Have we had enough of it? I mean, should it be put under control? It is everywhere when you go to a festival. It's everywhere at Glastonbury. But is it time now to legislate for mud? On the line listening to that is Raymond, who joins me. He thinks we should have legislation for mud. He's very much against the notion of it. Good afternoon, Raymond.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, you're quite right. It's not just festivals. It's the mud is the ruiner of most activities.
Yes,
there's nothing you can do. Mud will just ruin anything.
Right,
done it outdoors, basically.
So you think then legislation is the only answer to this?
It is the only answer, and I think that should be pushed through Parliament as quickly as we can.
What would you say if I said to you, and I'm quoting, mud, mud, glorious mud, there's nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. What would you say to that?
I'd say you can wallow in that, you mug.
Right, on the line, listening to that argument, taking the opposing point of view is Gary. Gary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you've been listening to that, of course. Legislation against mud. Raymond thinks it should be put through Parliament as soon as possible. He's already called you a mug. What do you think?
Well, I'm here to muddy the waters. And in this debate, I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
John, I love mud. Mud, mud, glorious mud. Like you said, there is nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. But also, there's nothing quite like it for posting through a letterbox to make a point. That's what I always say. It is the hygienic alternative to the dirty process. The way I see it, mud, mud, glorious mud, throw it at a neighbour and it makes a thud.
There you go, Raymond. You cannot argue with that, can you? If you legislate against mud like you are advocating, like you are saying, will we not see a rise in dirty protests? Whereas this, as Gary rightly points out, is a hygienic way of showing your displeasure towards a neighbour.
I'm a traditionalist, so I'd prefer to stick with the traditional dirty protest. I don't think we can be using crap substitutes like mud.
Yep.
Let's look at this. Mud's horrible stuff. It's where horrible things like worms hang out. If we really liked mud, then why did we invent mud flaps?
Well, that is a very good point, isn't it, Gary? Why did we invent mud flaps? If we don't like it, surely we'd like it spraying everywhere. What's the point in having a flap to prevent that happening?
Some of us like the flaps, John. Some of us like a mud flap. Look, I don't know what he's talking about. Humans love mud. They put it on their face. For years, the beauty industry has fooled people into putting mud on their faces and saying it was good for them so the rest of us could have a proper laugh at them. And I, for one, don't want that to stop.
Yes, but if you're putting a flap there to flap the mud away, then surely that's what Raymond is saying. That's against mud, isn't it? Where do you stand on mud flaps?
I'm for mud flaps.
Yes.
Because they just direct the mud, and anything that just sort of moves mud around, I'm happy for mud to come up, come sideways, comes left and right. The way I see mud, John, this whole argument is as clear as mud, and that's why I love it.
Yeah, let's look at what they are planning to do, because this is important. Let me give you some of the facts here. Glastonbury this year, they've got they've put special bins out, of course, where they're encouraging festival goers to put mud in bins, because the problem is, of course, the mud's all over the floor, and people are trying to push their stupid trolleys through it with all their belongings on. They're trying to walk through it, and you can't. So if everybody gets together and scoops the mud up and puts it in the special Glastonbury mud bins, then surely that's going to make the site a better place. If we concentrate on Glastonbury for just a moment, Raymond, come back in on that.
Oh, it's a fantastic idea. I mean, the mud just ruins your trainers at festivals.
Yeah.
The other thing that annoys me is have you seen these people that do these assault courses, sort of a charity race through the mud? They do it for charity.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't enough mess in this country without traipsing more and more mud through the place. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Gary, do you want to come back in on that?
Absolutely. First of all, Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Without mud, why even watch for Coldplay? Come on, the grip, mate. Secondly,
yes,
it comes to mud in the countryside. It's there for a reason. As the old song goes, mud, removed from a riverbank and expect a flood.
Yeah, I mean, the old song when I heard it was a better signal than that. I heard the song better.
John, you know what the worst song in world history is?
Is it Tiger Feet by Mud?
It is Tiger Feet by Mud.
Yeah.
We were well anticipated there.
Yeah. No, and you're right.
I mean, that wins the argument. I mean,
I've got to come in here. Mud, the band, is important because it's a 70s glam rock outfit that we can still talk about.
Yeah, that's a valid point. And of course, the opposite of mud is what? Glitter. And you can't make that up.
Well,
I mean, look, let's look at that. If Glastonbury, would Glastonbury be a nicer place if instead of mud, it was just glitter?
I think we can safely say no.
Raymond.
glitter getting, well, glitter's even worse. It gets into all of your into your cracks.
Yes, let's look at these trials in Sweden. Of course, you remember this is last year, only last year they legislated against mud. There was mudslinging in Parliament. I mean, literally, actually, one side. These were the tough pro mudders, and they were throwing it at the anti mud lobby. And you know the resulting mess of that. Of course, you know they're still clearing that up. Would it be the end of the Wellington boot industry if we legislated against mud, Raymond?
I'd like to see the end of all those kind of things. The Wellingtons and the welly throwing competitions.
Yeah.
Bog snorkeling. Have you seen that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people in on the phone at the moment. I'd like to hold their head under a mud pool.
I think he's talking about you, Gary. There, he's saying he wants to hold your head under a mud pool. And in fact, you like mud. Would you like that? I mean, that's the question, Gary.
I'm absolutely fine with all this. Mud slinging, bog soaking, mud wrestling.
Yes.
Two types of mud wrestling. A lot of fun. As I always say, mud, glorious mud, wrestle inside it with a young handsome stud.
Yeah, if we take away the mud, aren't we just... If you take away the mud from mud wrestling, right, think about the consequences. Think about what you're saying here, Raymond. You take away... Wait. If you take away mud from mud wrestling, you're left with WWF and jelly, and no one wants to live in a world like that, do they?
Well, the problem is...
Is that a world you want to live in, where we've got WWF and jelly, and that is all? It's a simple question, Raymond.
WWF. I'm not happy with mud wrestling. The mud gets in the way of the ladies.
Yes, but yes.
A much better view with jelly.
Yeah. He wants to live in a world of jelly. What about you, Gary? I mean, come on, really. What about if you went to Glastonbury and it's not glitter on the floor anymore, and it's not mud, it's jelly. It's jelly on the floor of Glastonbury.
Yes, on the floor of
Jasper.
Yes. To be honest,
everyone was. We can't even hear your argument anymore. I mean, this is nonsense. I mean, it's just getting out of hand, isn't it? I mean, this is just getting out of hand. Yes or simple yes or no, just to bring this to a close. Yes or no, Mudchute, which is both a place, by the way, in East London on the Docklands Light Railway, and a euphemism. Mudchute.
Yes.
Yes, Raymond?
Yes.
Interesting argument.
That goes against my argument, but I like the euphemism.
Fine. Sum up the debate in one word for us, please, Raymond.
Filth.
Same question to you, Gary.
Mud hut.
And there we must leave. There we must leave it. That's the big debate this afternoon on Talk Radio. Raymond, very much in favour of legislating against mud. And Gary, very much a big fan of mud, entirely happy with the notion of a mud shoot. If you've got an opinion on mud and whether or not we should be legislating against it in Parliament, do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with Work Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from The Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond-cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Greater Manchester, the anti-clockwise M60 is queuing from Junction 6 at Sale down to Junction 5 at Princess Parkway. It's after an accident. All lanes have reopened. The northbound M5 in Worcestershire has a lane blocked from Junction 5 at Droitwich up to the M42 link. There's a breakdown in the roadworks area. And severe delays in Oxfordshire. The southbound M40 has two lanes closed at Junction 6 for Watlington and lorries overturned. The queues are back to Oxford services and there's also two lanes closed on the northbound side. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A couple of reactions coming in from the big mud debate this afternoon, of course. Should we legislate against mud or not? Reactions, Aidan, coming in.
Well, on Twitter, Fingers Wakely has said, "Mud, just think of the pigs, John."
Yes,
I said.
Think of the pigs.
Hang on,
let's just think of the pigs. Yep, done that. What's next?
Robbie from Wittering, down with mud, up with slurry, he says.
Yep.
And Graham from Bristol, what would we call Mississippi mud pies? Mississippi muck pies? Not as catchy, John.
Okay, thanks very much. Keep your opinions on mud, whether we should legislate against it coming in to Talk Radio this afternoon. Now, this is where we like to help people. If you're a regular listener, that you'll know how helpful we are. So, this is where we help people who are begging for your coin. You know Kickstarters, you know crowdfunding project? Well, this is where we take an ailing one that needs a little bit of a kick up the arse, a Kickstarter that needs a kick, and give it such by giving it National Radio airplay. Maybe you've got an idea, a fantasy, a dream that you've always wanted to achieve, and you've gone on the likes of Kickstarter and tried to make it a reality. Maybe you want to launch a range of Julia Hartley Brewer-themed pub fruit machines. And you need to raise money to do it. Maybe you want to launch a range of camel toe nail varnish. Whatever you want to do, Kickstarter is where people turn to do it. So we're going to help another one on Talk Radio. And such a beast is on the telephone now, and I don't use the word beast lightly, for that is the name of one of his best-selling products. It's Rob. He's on the telephone now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John. How's it going?
Very good, thank you. How the hell are you?
Very good. Living a very interesting life with everything going on at the moment.
In what sense? What do you mean?
Well, just making a living off selling fake beards and moustaches around the world to US rock bands and high-powered UK businessmen, really.
Good.
I think that leads to quite an interesting day-to-day existence.
So, well, it is, I mentioned the beast. So let's backtrack a little here. So what you do is, ordinarily, day-to-day, is you make fake facial hair.
That's right.
Sort of stick-on beards and so on and so forth. One of the best-selling ones you've ever made is called The Beast, is that right?
That's right, yeah, a full-on sort of, if you imagine sort of Chuck Norris-style beard, yeah, The Beast.
Yeah, right. And why is that the most popular beard?
I think it's because it's 100% man, basically.
Yeah.
We've had people going out into Shoreditch over the last 12 months, just sort of sporting one of our beasts just to fit in.
Yeah.
With the recent trend.
With the hipsters.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can't grow your own, I think this is the next best thing, absolutely. And it's just, you know, it's just been phenomenally successful.
You should
been over the moon with that.
You should do everyone a favour. What you should do, because I understand, this market, and I think what you should like have a sort of hipster farm, because eventually, right, hipsters, I mean, no one wants hipsters, but what if you sort of, just as you say, wear your beard to blend in, Rob, right?
Yeah.
But go to Shoreditch and the places that these people hang out, which is basically under archways, isn't it, near modern style graffiti.
You got it.
Right? And in cafes that sell cereal, right? Go there, but one by one, get the hipsters off the streets. I don't mind how you do it. Back of a van, a bag, I don't care. A bag woven from hair. Just get the hipsters. Take them somewhere to the countryside, Rob. Lock them in tiny cages, like sort of battery hens or veals, and then just cultivate and farm their hair off them. And then
I like it.
You can actual. What are these facial hair things made of currently?
Well, we're currently made of faux fur, luxury faux fur, basically. Yeah, so you know, you've got your fur jackets and other sort of faux fur products. So we use those. That's the closest thing to sort of human-like hair we've got without actually using human fur.
But why can't you use human hair?
Well, I like it. You know, I think you're onto something here, and I think we're going to literally put the new product development guys on that straight away.
Yeah.
You're definitely onto something.
Because you can get wigs made of real hair, can't you?
You can, definitely. I think it's clever marketing. I think it's getting people into cereal pubs, like you said, and incentivising them to, lose some of that fur themselves and perhaps donate to wannabe hipsters. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it works.
I think we're onto something. Now, well, here's the question. Look, so, obviously, that's your business is successful anyway, because that's what you do. And, I know you supply 3,500 beards of Richard Branson style to...
That's right.
Is that to him? I mean, does he like have a different beard? Is it not? His beard's never been real. He just has a stick-on goatee, Richard Branson.
This is it. This has now started sort of like a bit of an urban myth. This was a real mystery because we got a phone out the big one out the blue.
Yeah.
Saying we need 3,500 fake beards for a private party for a celebrity.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't tell us who it was. They just sent us to this location in Manchester, to this warehouse with a code word. It was Black 9. And it was properly top secret. And we only found out afterwards it was for, Mr. B.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, I have met Richard Branson, and he does exude that sort of I'm a man who would wear a fake goatee and pass it off as real. He does exude that kind of. His jacket was so expensive looking. It looked like it was again woven from not the hair of a hipster, Rob, but more the soft downy hair.
Ooh, I like.
Of a newborn baby. You know when they come out and it's just on their heads. But after you've wiped the mucus and the afterbirth off, his jacket didn't look like that. It was
just good customer service, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, it was like he was wearing... And what I'm saying is, Richard Branson, I wouldn't put it past him to wear the skull of a newborn child as a jacket. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if anyone can get away with it, he can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the Kickstarter idea, because this is... am I right? Tell me if I'm wrong. The reason this will help is because people can't try fake beards on and then give them back if they don't suit them because of hygiene, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And also, you know, traditionally, most of these things are made in China. We actually make these in the UK. So what's happening is they're getting shipped over from, you know, China and Asia, and they're coming through sort of warehouses, and then you're sort of getting the final product. But we wanted to give people the opportunity to sort of try them on and give it the care of attention that you would with, like say, design a facial wear, basically.
Yeah.
So to give people the opportunity to choose their colour, choose their style, match their jawline, match their complexion, all that sort of jazz.
Right. Well, what's wrong with just growing a beard yourself rather than buying one?
Well, I think that's a fantastic idea. And I have one half the time when I'm not wearing a fake beard myself.
Yeah.
It's about a 50-50 thing for me. But you've got to think of those poor people who can't grow them. And actually, 50% of the beards we sell are to females.
To what, sorry?
Up to females, women.
To
It's true, 50% of our sales.
It's like sort of a Monty Python's Life of Brian.
It is, really.
Yeah
on a day-to-day basis, yeah.
Good. All right, so, can you wear a fake beard over an existing beard to change the shape of the beard?
Do you know what? We've done product testing. We've had people on doing running, people doing cycling.
Yeah.
On an open top car, very scientifically testing
good
stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, it does stick. It's not the adhesive we use.
Yeah.
It's not quite as sticky unless it's onto the actual sort of clean shaven face itself. Although it does work.
Oh, I
but
see.
It's not quite.
But
as
you could Velcro. It could be Velcro, couldn't it, on the other side?
Yeah.
And attached to the.
Yeah,
to the matted beard.
Super glue, but Velcro is kind of a nice halfway point,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, look, the Kickstarter then is basically a virtual showroom app, so you can try on your fake facial hair before having it shipped directly to you. That's the gist of it, right?
Exactly. I mean, you might find yourself in a situation anywhere around the world. You might be a spy, for instance.
Yeah.
And suddenly you find yourself in a situation and you need something to match maybe the tuxedo you're in, or any other outfit, and you can have it shipped to you and quickly sort of match your clothing or match your style.
Yeah.
We think it's an extremely important thing, and also just a way to sort of stand out in the market. You know, I mean, in this day and age, people are living on their mobile phones; they want everything instantly. So if you give them variety and give them the convenience as well, then we think it's a great thing.
So what do people get for their donation to your Kickstarter?
Well, obviously, we had to include your fake moustaches, your fake goatees, and your fake beards. And we've got beard-branded T-shirts and hoodies and even a beer-branded beer pong table cover.
Right.
And an opportunity to appear in some of our vinyl viral videos. So we did one about the world's first moustache plant, which was quite fun. So there's lots of fun stuff for people to people get, basically.
All right. Okay. So... where do we need to find this page should one want to invest in a virtual showroom beard app?
Well, absolutely. It's on top of everyone's priority list today.
Yes.
Basically, if you just go to Kickstarter and you type the word beard,
yep.
I think we're pretty much the fourth one there. So we haven't got a lot of virtual beard showroom competition at the moment, so we're doing pretty well. So search for beard, and you'll see a picture of the app, and myself sat there wearing a fake staff in a 15th century pub, so you can't miss us.
Do you do an Edmunds?
Yeah, do you know what? Working through it, we want to start getting into licensing, so we're going to start promoting, approaching celebrities and see if they're prepared to license their facial hair to us.
That's a good idea. And Edmunds, if you do an Edmunds beard, you could take a leaf out of his book, also remain out of his book for balance. And you could, because he had that thing, didn't he, was talking about, that cured his cancer, he said. Do you remember that, a couple of weeks ago?
No, I don't.
No, Noel Edmunds, he was tweeting about this thing, a machine, he said, that cured cancer. But I'm thinking, if you market that, if you buy an Edmunds beard, it will cure cancer, then you'll get into that same market as Edmunds, which admittedly, you know, is a load of made-up nonsense, but... You know, it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, what we'll do, we'll look into the advertiser regulation straight away.
And yeah.
You know, if it's a goer, yeah, we're prepared to sort of look at every channel. As a small business, you need to be inventive.
Absolutely right. And on that note, finally, do you do Merkins?
Do you know what? We get a lot of requests for that. And again, new product development 2016. Watch this space.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Or don't watch this space, actually.
Yeah, just cover the space up with a Merkin. Rob, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
You too, John.
Okay, that's Rob. You'll find his Kickstarter if you go to the Kickstarter website and type in the word beard. There he is sitting fully moustached up in a 15th century pub. If you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like us to kick up the arse for you by giving it national radio airtime, then do get in touch. You can do that via 87222. Not a message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Not a message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Hope.
Talk Radio.
And Toby's got the news.
Thank you. Yes, teachers in England are to stage a one-day strike over pay and conditions. Members of the National Union of Teachers will walk out on July the 5th after voting by more than 9-1 in favour of industrial action. The union said its demands were to increase funding to schools and education, guarantee terms and conditions in all types of schools, and to resume negotiations on teacher contracts to allow workload to be addressed. Investigators probing the violence which marred England's Euro 2012 opener in Marseille have released pictures of 73 fans suspected of being involved in the disorder. Officers from the UK Football Policing Unit are hoping to identify the men. Assistant Chief Constable Mark Roberts says home fans aren't completely innocent.
We want to bring those people who've assaulted British citizens to justice, and equally we recognise that some of our own supporters behave really badly. We want to identify them and seek banning orders, and in particular we want to do it quickly so that they can't return to France and cause any further problems.
Torrential rain has swamped parts of London and south-east England, flooding homes and disrupting public transport. Red weather warnings are in place for areas of Essex and the capital after around a month's rain fell in a few hours. Meanwhile, four EU referendum polling stations there have had to be relocated because of flooding. And 300 signs aimed at pedestrians who put themselves in danger by being engrossed in their smartphones are going up in the Korean capital, Seoul. They show a person staring at their device, oblivious to the fact they're about to get run over. But critics there argue the people they're aimed at won't be looking up enough to see them. Now to your weather. Showery outbreaks of rain affecting Northern Ireland, Western Scotland and Northern England tonight. Any remaining thunderstorms will clear overnight. Dry for the rest, with lows of 11 degrees Celsius.
Sorry, Toby, I wasn't listening. I was out of the room.
No, I know. You just left.
I just walked out of there.
That story was for you.
Give me again.
300 signs aimed at pedestrians who put themselves in danger by being engrossed in their smartphones are going up in the Korean capital, Seoul. They show a person staring at their device, oblivious to the fact they're about to get run over. But critics there argue the people they're aimed at won't be looking up enough to see them.
That is a flaw in the plan, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's be honest.
It is.
I mean, could you not... You could either put the signs on the floor...
Mm. Yeah, they're still looking at their phones,
or
aren't they?
Why doesn't a message just come up on
That's
your
what
phone?
I thought. You need to get something where, like, you walk through a beam of some sort and it sends a message to your phone, look up, you're about to cross a road.
Yes.
That's what needs to happen.
Yes.
I've now got to the stage where if I'm walking along and somebody's on their phone and they're about to walk into me, which does happen, I think we've all been there, I've got to the stage where I don't walk around them, I just stop and wait for them to walk into me.
Good.
Because I think it's sort of amusing and it's also a lesson. I mean, I'm as guilty as everyone else, but I like to think I look up every now and then and try to be aware of my surroundings.
Do you do it like... do you just stand stock still, or do you hold your hands out?
I just stop and wait for them, hopefully, to walk around me. And if they don't, they walk into me, and I sort of give them a look.
Don't you leave an elbow hanging out?
No, it would be nice. It would be nice if I did, but I'd probably get done for some sort of violence, wouldn't I, then? Whereas if I'm just there, stopped, and I can pretend that I'm not looking at them, say.
Fine.
It's incredibly cruel.
I do the loud tut. Amusing. Okay.
If they hit you, do you mean? Or just
generally. If they're kind of dawdling, I go...
Exciting insights into your two lives.
I think, try it. You should record yourself trying it. Make a great feature. How many times can you be walked into in 10 seconds? Probably quite a lot. Do it on somewhere like Waterloo Bridge.
Okay, fine.
And see what their reactions are.
Great. Fine. All right. Thanks, Toby, for that.
The best thing I've ever said on the radio.
Good. Out you go. Go on and write some news for 4 o'clock. Off you go. Go on. There he goes. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We'll talk to... speaking of newsreaders, we're going to talk to another one in a minute.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Yes. Speaking of newsreaders and talking, let's talk to a newsreader. Regular newsreader Victoria is on the telephone. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi, Victoria Bourne. Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. And you're, lest we forget, at Glastonbury right now.
That is correct.
Come on, live from Glastonbury. So this is a live Glastonbury report update from Victoria. First of all, Victoria, how long did it take you to get there yesterday?
Oh, my God, it took me more than 13 hours. It was vile.
13 hours?
Wow. Yeah, so basically, I got getting a coach from London, which was delayed by 45 minutes or so.
Yes.
And then I was stuck for 7 hours in Shepton Mallet, and we moved less than 2 miles. Wow. It was horrible. I got off to walk, and then there was a guy on a motorbike who was selling lifts, so I paid him £10 to take me 4 miles to the festival.
I mean, that's... He must have made a fortune.
He did, but... Like, I cannot pack light, so...
Oh, God, the poor man.
Just imagine it, a four-man tent,
yes,
a massive rucksack, and two other bags, like, all bunched on this motorbike.
Wow. Have you got four men in your tent?
No.
Any sign of Cornelius?
No.
Oh, interesting. I was looking for you. So what's happened then? Well, give us the news.
Oh, so I haven't had the best time here so far. So I didn't get there till after midnight. I had to put my tent in the dark.
Oh.
And then I went to bed maybe like 3, 4.
Yeah.
And I wake up and my tent door's open.
Right.
And then it's been ransacked. So someone broke into my tent while I was sleeping and stole all my cash. And I had to cancel my debit card.
This is terrible. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really miserable.
Yeah. So hang on. So, because you hear about this kind of thing, right, going on. But that's first night, and they picked on you. Why? That's blatant. Were you not camping with other people around you? I mean, what was the...
No, so basically they targeted quite a few tents near us. So it wasn't just my tent that was affected. I had a friend staying in there. He had £200 taken. And then a couple of the other tents were affected. And I spoke to some of the stewards and they said there's been an issue in our camp and one of the other ones where a lot of people reported people breaking and taking.
If it was me, if I was staying cash, I'd sleep with it in my pillow, Victoria.
What did you do?
Leave it pinned to the door of the tent? What were you doing?
I was advertising it, actually. I was like, please take all my money.
Yeah.
No, I was just so tired. Normally, I sleep with my handbag and whatnot in my sleeping compartment. I was so tired that I was foolish. So anybody who might want to go to a festival, do not do what I did.
See, I reckon if Cornelius was there, he would have fought it off. He would have defended. This
is, exactly. Yeah. If paid intern Cornelius had been with you, you know, they might have taken him as well.
Leave the cash.
Yeah, leave the cash.
But can I just say, so I was feeling really miserable.
Yeah.
But at Glastonbury, there's loads of weird and wonderful things.
Yes.
And I've come across.
Yes.
What? No. He may be weird, but he is not wonderful.
Okay, fine.
And it's called the Ministry of Happy. They claim to be a governmental department. I'm not sure quite how accurate that is.
Right.
But I was just tickled
by
a group of like a dozen people all wearing yellow, like a group tickling, and they sprayed rum into my mouth.
Right. I mean, on that note, we're going to leave it there. Somebody's been on the spliff. That's... Go away now. Go away. Victoria there from the news, live from Glastonbury with none of her possessions, being tickled by people dressed in yellow while having rum sprayed into her mouth. Great. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Next, we play Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
With a huge choice of new tyres, BlackCircles.com are making Britain's drivers happier. Listen to the following evidence.
Where'd you learn to drive, you
whippersnapper?
Get yourself to
blackcircles.com.
And then you can
have the chance to win 100,000 Tesco club card points.
You absolute
rapscallion. So, Britain, there you have it. Go to blackcircles.com to click, fit, and save.
At Arnold Clark, it's about searching over 18,000 cars wherever you are, whether it's prestige badges or family runarounds. Whether it's your first car or your dream car, whether it's from desktop, tablet or mobile, it's about finding the right car at the touch of a button. Arnold Clark. It's about finding a car wherever you are. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Greater Manchester, the anti-clockwise M60 is queuing from Junction 6 at Sale down to Junction 5 at Princess Parkway. It's after an accident. All lanes have reopened. The northbound M5 in Worcestershire has a lane blocked from Junction 5 at Droitwich up to the M42 link. There's a breakdown in the roadworks area. And severe delays in Oxfordshire. The southbound M40 has two lanes closed at Junction 6 for Watlington and lorries overturned. The queues are back to Oxford services and there's also two lanes closed on the northbound side. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jerry Springer on Talk Radio, for heaven's own sake. Yeah, does Galloway start tonight? When's he? Next week? Tomorrow? Galloway, George Galloway starts his show on Talk Radio from tomorrow night as well on Talk Radio. Now, the news that we can't really talk about much today because it's referendum day. All we can tell you is that the polling stations are open. That's as far as we can go legally. But that's because it's all very complicated. The news is quite complicated, don't you think? Understudy for paid intern Cornelius Aden.
It is so complicated. Yeah. Even though there hasn't been much news apart from the thing.
Yes.
I'm still, don't know where I am. I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you get your head around it because on Talk Radio in the afternoons, as regular listeners will know, we break the news down to its component parts, which of course is Japanese poetry. We explain the news in five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
UK goes to polls. Legally, that's all we can say on the matter.
The news in haikus. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is nobody's favourite radio quiz. Paul Rossmaster. The knowledge of people tested, and their patience on Paul Ross, the presenter of the Full Set Breakfast Show here on Talk Radio, of course. Today, trying to get to the top of the leaderboard, which is where everybody else who's ever played this has got to get some points. Is the producer of Ian Lee's nighttime programme. It's Kath. Hello, Kath.
Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really tense. That music's really whipped me up into something of a frenzy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It has that effect on many, yeah. Kath. You're not the first to have been frenzied by the music, let me tell you that. So, for those that may not know, and I wouldn't know why they wouldn't, because everyone listens to Ian, of course, what time, where would we find you ordinarily, Kath?
On the station you're on now, so yes. If they just leave the radio on till 10 o'clock, we'll be there at 10 till 1 in the morning.
Right, there we go, with the mighty Ian Lee. Now, Kath, your knowledge of Paul Ross, I mean, good or bad?
I'd say semi.
Yes, well, he gives many people that.
Yeah, I think about him a lot.
Usually on a roundabout in Maidenhead. So, we've got basically three questions. Three questions, Kath. Right. You were trying to get some points. That will get you to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played. That is what you're trying to do.
Right.
Three questions, A, B and C answers mostly. Are you ready to play, Kath?
I am ready, John.
Here we go. Question number one. Listen carefully, Kath. New film movie sequel news now. And the new film movie sequel that new is now new is, of course, the new sci-fi movie film blockbuster, Independence Day, Rossurgence. 20 years after the events of the first film, in which mankind defeated the Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, he returns to wreak destruction on mankind. But mankind, using technology learned from Paul Ross's talk radio studio, fights back. But as a consequence, loses, horribly, because the technology in the talk radio studio, even if we're being generous, is somewhere south of the technology of a child's toy from the early learning centre. Yet a signal gets through, when it's not dropping out on the app, and a stronger, more powerful Paul Ross comes from deep space in a mothership, which he lands on that roundabout near Maidenhead, with the intention of watching strangers have sex through the windows of nearby cars. But But Independence Day Rosurgence isn't the only radio-based space alien film that there is. Name the other one, Kath. Is it A, Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Radio 2's Ken Bruce first makes contact with humans after he lands on travel presenter Sally Traffic. Is it B, The Day Julia Hartley Brewer Stood Still? A terrifying right-wing robot threatens the planet with right-wing chat, right-wing guests and outspoken right-wing opinions. Or is it C, DLT, the extraterrestrial?
Oh, blimey.
Former Radio 1 DJ Dave Lee Travis hides in the basket on the front of a child's bike because he's being hunted by the government for historical offences.
Oh, God.
Which of those do you think it is?
Well, I've worked with DLT, and he's a big man. I don't think we could cram him into a basket, no matter how hard he tried.
Go on.
I'm going to go B.
The Day Julia Hartley Brewer Stood Still is the right answer. Very good.
Yes!
Here's question number two. Book news and comparatively recently saw the comparatively recent, or at least recent enough to qualify for inclusion in this quiz, 10-and-a-bit-year anniversary of the famous Nordic radio-based crime novel The Girl with the Paul Ross Tattoo. It followed the story of Lisbeth Sander, a scrappy, chain-smoking, sulky character based on this show's assistant producer, Cass, who has a tattoo of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross on her back, and who is trying to find out whether the former host of Carlton TV's short-lived quiz show A Slice of the Action once murdered someone while asking a family from Braintree questions about food. But The Girl with the Paul Ross Tattoo isn't the only radio-based, murder-based novel. Name the other one that is the correct answer to this question. Is it A, Dial Moyles for Murder? Is it B, Paul Gambaccini's Rear Window? Or is it C, The Postman Always Rings Nick Ferrari on LBC? And that's because the postman is a racist and wants to unload some of his unpalatable views.
C.
It's absolutely the right answer. Well done. Here's question number three. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music.
Oh, yeah.
That, of course, is Kyrie by the American pop rock combo Mr. Kath, who had another hit as well, but I'm screwed if I think of what it's called. Anyway, here's your unrelated question. Inscribed ostrich eggshell fragments found in the rock bed beneath Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross are perhaps the earliest examples of the use of symbolism by modern humans. The 60,000-year-old shells from the west of Paul Ross, are almost certainly an ancient form of messaging, say scientists. Here's your question. Name five famous shells.
Right.
Yeah.
Now?
Yep.
Shell Gale.
Good.
Shell McManus.
Good, very good.
Seashells.
Yes. Gonna have to put a clock on you.
Shells that get fired at people.
Yeah. Good. Well, let me tell you what I had written on the card.
Oh.
I said name five famous shells. That was a question. You got a Michelle Gale.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that because she was in EastEnders once, and so was Michelle Fowler, and that's what's written on the card. You could have had she sells sea on the seashore, the notable rhyme. You did say seashells. I'm going to give you that. Pete Shelley, singer with the Buzzcocks. You could have had.
Of course.
To the homeless charity, to shelter.
Yeah.
We Dance, Cha Cha Cha.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, it's so easy when you know, isn't it?
Easy when you know. I mean, it's more difficult when you come on air because you get a bit nervous, don't you? But if you're playing along at home, it's easy to do that. We're going to go. You're looking for some points. We're going to have to go for Cass, who's going to check the system, which will probably be a bit quicker today for reasons that will become apparent. Cass is going to check the system.
I'm just checking the system.
Check the system, Cass. What we're looking for is some points for Cass.
Come on.
Some points.
Come on.
Yeah. Some point. This will put you at the top of the leaderboard.
Okay, it's ready.
With everybody else.
Oh.
How many points did Kath, the producer from Ian Lee's excellent late night show from 10 to 1 on Talk Radio, score in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster?
Kath managed.
Yes.
Some points.
She got some points. Come on. She got some points. Come on. Some points. Some points. Congratulations, Kath. Well done. You got some points. Come on, Paul Ross, Master Kath got some points. Kath, thank you very much for playing.
Oh, I'm at the top of the world.
That's enough. Go away now. Right. So that was Talk Radio in the Afternoons. It is a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. We'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with Drive coming up at 4. Before that, though, here's Toby with some breaking news.
Yes, some serious breaking news coming out of Germany, because we're getting reports that several people have been injured in a shooting at a cinema complex there. Media say a gunman has barricaded himself inside. The venue is in the western town of Viernheim. It's been surrounded by armed police. There are reports as well coming out from British media that a man has been arrested. We will bring you more of this, of course, at 4 o'clock in the news, and Drive Time with Sam Delaney. We'll cover it extensively here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.